It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSD Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Well, good afternoon. It's time for high school football playoff action today on Sunny 101.3. The Johnson Brock Eagles back in the playoffs once again with a 6-2 record. Today, they will be home to host the North Platte St. Patrick's Irish, a team that's also 6-2 on the year. St. Patrick lost games to Bridgeport in week one, and later they lost a game to a very powerful Dundee County Stratton team, who is undefeated on the year 8-0. For Johnson Brock, their losses in week one to a very good Sandy Creek team that's 7-1, and a loss to Elmwood Murdoch, a team that's also 7-1 in a tight one, 24-12, just about 3 weeks ago. The two teams will match up today at Johnson. Kickoff is set for 4 o'clock. Randy Gatula will be on the call for Sunny 101.3. I had a chance to visit with Coach Mitch Engelken of the Johnson Brock Eagles. You'll hear from the coach and get his thoughts on today's game after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947. Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
You know, we're lucky to have quality health care right here in our own community. Nemaha County Hospital proudly recognizes the dedication of every hospital employee. It takes a team to make quality care possible. From nurses and physicians to support staff, therapists and technicians, each person plays a vital role in keeping our community healthy. Their commitment ensures patients receive the care they deserve every single day. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care. Every time.
It's time now to visit with Coach Mitch Engelken, part of the Johnson Brock Eagles, a team into the playoffs again this year. Coach, congratulations. A big victory last week over Lord Central Catholic, giving your team the district title and a better seed in the playoffs that start today, and a home game this afternoon. I don't know, may or may not have happened without that win, but you certainly secured a victory and a home field advantage for today with that win.
Yeah, so looking at the points, I think, I don't think we would have been. I think we'd have been probably right around the same matchup, 12-21 seeding-wise. I think we would have just been reversed. We probably would have been the 20 or 21. So we probably wouldn't have earned a home playoff game without winning. But again, good thing we didn't. We didn't have to worry about that with the win. So, yeah, we certainly made some mistakes, last week. But, again, the biggest thing was our guys made plays, stepped up, and found a way to win. And like I said, the most important of all of that with the win in the column and earning a home playoff opportunity. So great response. Excited to see us continue to play, and hopefully we can extend our season here tonight.
All right, the nuts and bolts of the game today. North Platte St. Pat, you told us in the coach's show earlier today, very similar to Lord Central Catholic. They like to run that football, it sounds like.
Yeah, they do. They have over 2,000 yards rushing on the year. Two running backs over 500 yards rushing. Their quarterback, they only have about 30 pass attempts on the entire season. So 300 rush and 30 pass. And so they don't throw the ball very often. You know, when they do, it's very similar to Lawrence too, where they've set you up so much on the run. You know, they're trying to lull you to sleep on the defensive side and then make a big play in the passing game. And that's typically what they do. And so it just comes down to us doing our job, you know, stopping the run first, put them in, you know, the situations that they don't necessarily want to be, second down and long, third and long, and then force them to throw the ball. And so that's going to be a big key, is obviously maintaining and controlling the line of scrimmage, but getting them off schedule, behind the chains, and making them throw the ball, something that they've only done, you know, 30 so times on the season. So, but yeah, offensively, that's what they're going to do. They're going to run it right at us. So we got to be ready for it.
What do you do against a team like that? You kind of start to cheat people up. I mean, that's when you get vulnerable to the passing game. But do you just bring more people up, try to fill in up there on the line? You got to stop that run?
Yeah, I mean, you do a few different things. You know, we can bring some blitzes from linebackers. We can we can move our DBs up. We don't traditionally do that. In the end, it comes down to doing our job. You know, if our D-line can get off the blocks up front, be physical, control the line, you know, then it makes it easier for our DBs and linebackers, and then we don't have to over-adjust and, you know, and bring a blitz or scoot our DBs up. But our DBs do come up in the run. It's just they've got to read their keys, do their job. You know, they've got to be ready for the pass. And so, like I said, if we do our job and the D-line and linebackers take care of the run game, then the DBs, all they got to do is be left for cleanup, you know, on sweep or anything outside, and then be ready for the pass when it comes, because it will. They'll set it up, and we got to be ready for it. We can't come up on the play action and bite on it and then give them an easy one like we did last week. So but that's been a focal point of in practice all week. Again, it's been kind of nice to be just reviewing, really, other than, you know, different personnel for St. Pat's, obviously, than Lord's, but very, very similar offenses. So it's been a kind of a review and a step forward since last week. And like I said, hopefully that can, you know, play out on the field the way we want it to, and then, again, give ourselves another opportunity to extend our season.
As far as the St. Pat's defense, what do you think they'll try to do against you today?
You know, defensively, they run like a forefront a lot. And I've seen it against some spread teams that they went against. So, like, they played Dunny County Stratton, and they played Bridgeport, Alma, you know, a bunch of them teams out west. And there's not a lot of spread teams out there, so it's kind of interesting to see. But I expect them to be in, like, a 3-2 or a 4-1 type defense. And it's not something we haven't seen. So, you know, at this point in the year, we've seen everything defensively. So it just comes down to communicating at the line, what are they doing, and then getting it done, you know, doing our job. And so they'll have studied our Lord's film and, you know, be keying on our speed option, I'm sure, but that's not our only play. So we'll be able to set it up with some other things. And, again, like I said, it comes down to, you know, communicating at the line, attacking what they give us, and just executing our rules. And overall, if we can be physical up front on both sides of the ball, you know, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to control the line. We just got to be physical. But they are going to be a very physical team. So we got to match that. And do it back. So it'll come down to the line of scrimmage tonight.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Eagles this afternoon.
All right, yeah, thanks a lot. Hopefully we can do this again next week.
You bet. That'd be a lot of fun. Good luck tonight. That is our visit with Coach Engelken. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of our pregame coverage after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
The Johnson Brock Eagles are hosting North Platte State Pats, the Irish, this afternoon in Class D1 Nebraska State High School football playoff action. It's eight-man Class D1 action this afternoon. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. This afternoon, we are in Johnson, Nebraska. As we said, the Johnson Brock Eagles getting to host this first-round playoff game against North Platte St. Pat's. And along with me in the broadcast booth, once again, very pleased to have alongside is Blaine Behrens. Blaine, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Randy. Thanks again for having me. Beautiful afternoon out here in Johnson.
I'll tell you what. This is the thing that dreams are made of for playoff games. Here we are, late October. It's a beautiful afternoon, 66 degrees right now. It's supposed to get down to around 60 by the time we're done. Bright sunshine, no clouds in the sky, very little. The wind is less than 5 miles an hour out of the south. The band is playing across the way. The fans are filing in. I feel bad for the guys that are stuck out there in the combines right now, but I imagine we've got a few combine radios, maybe even a few tractors driving the grain wagon, all tuned into Sunny 101.3. So glad to have you guys along, everybody out there taking part in the harvest. Glad to have you tuned in for this afternoon's broadcast. Do us a favor right now. Think of somebody that may not be aware that we've got a 4 o'clock kickoff this afternoon. Traditionally, these games are played at 7 o'clock in the evening. And give them a call right now. Give them a reminder. Maybe there's a grandparent out there, an aunt or an uncle that would enjoy hearing the broadcast. And let them know that they can hear the game on Sunny 101.3. We also want to welcome all of our listeners out in the North Platte area. We publicized it out there that our broadcasts are available online at mscsports.net. And, of course, on the app on your telephone, MSC Radio. That's what the app is called. And we do know of at least a few friends that I have out in North Platte listening in to this afternoon. His broadcast. We're glad to have you with us. The team's taking their final warm-ups here. I think we're getting set for our national anthem here pretty shortly. We will break away for that, and then we'll come back, and Blaine and I will look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's game. We can tell you that we had the coin toss a moment ago, and Johnson Brock won the coin toss, and they have elected to receive the football. They want the first possession. They want to move the rock first here, and so that's what has transpired with the coin toss. Well, we're going to go ahead and step aside and take that two-minute break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups right after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
It's harvest time, and Clark Grain in Johnson, Nebraska is ready. For generations, farmers have trusted Clark Grain to keep the harvest going, and we're proud to keep your harvest moving along. From the first load to the final haul, we're here to stand alongside farmers, because your success is our success. This harvest, call Clark Grain and Johnson at 402-868-3195. You can count on Clark Grain, where farmers come first.
Will you raise your own meat for the table? There's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start,
That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here to Johnson Brock High School in Johnson, the American Legion post from Johnson, presenting our colors, coming out to the 40-yard line. National anthem about to be performed here by the Johnson Brock High School band, so we'll step aside for one more one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947. Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again here to Johnson Brock High School. We've just had the playing of our national anthem. They are retiring the colors, and we're about set to get underway. Blaine, let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the St. Pat's defense.
All right, at senior, number 2, Mason Giebler, he's at defensive back. Number 5, Ben Harris, defensive back. He's a junior coming in at 165 pounds. Senior, number 7, Sutton Tickle, he's a defensive end at 180 pounds. Senior, number 14, Hudson Deeds, at inside linebacker. Brecken Collins is a senior. He's at the other inside linebacker, number 46. Number 55, Peyton Kramer, defensive end, coming in at 185 pounds. He's a junior. Number 60, Emilio Dumas, defensive tackle, 180 pounds, senior. And number 70, Hans Kane, defensive tackle, 240 pounds, freshman.
All right, let's take a look now at the North Platte St. Pat's offense. Starting at center, Spencer Mostick, 195 and a junior. Right guard is Emilio Dimas. Dimas is 180 and a senior. At the left guard is Weston Hammond. Hammond, 280 pounds and a junior. The tight ends on the left side is Tucker Camp. He's a 160-pound junior. The tight end on the right, Peyton Kramer. Kramer, the leading receiver on this team with 6 catches on the year. That's all they throw the ball. He's 185 and a junior. At quarterback, Jackson Braithwaite. Braithwaite, 160-pound junior. And the running back is Mason Giebler. Giebler, 165-pound senior, along with Ben Heirigs. Heirigs is a junior at 165. Those are the starters for the St. Pat's offense. Let's take a look at the Johnson Brock defense.
All right, for the Eagles, Calvin Benham is a defensive tackle, 235-pound junior. Hayden Gravatt is an inside linebacker. He's a senior coming in at 180 pounds. Ben Perriott's the other inside linebacker, also 180 pounds. He's a junior. Brody Kaler is a defensive back at 180 pounds as well. He's a senior. Grady Behrens is a defensive back. He's a 150 pounds senior. Quentin Behrens is an outside linebacker at 180 pounds. He's a junior. Sophomore Oliver Everett is the other outside linebacker at 170 pounds. Tyler Perriott's the other defensive tackle, 185 pound junior.
Now let's look at the Johnson Brock starting offense. At center, Kelvin Benham. Benham, 235 and a junior. At the left guard is Tucker Everett. He's 210 and a senior. Right guard will be Gage Rasmussen, 190-pound senior. The tight end is Quentin Behrens. Behrens, 180 pounds and a junior. Brody Kaler is the leading receiver on this team. He's a wide receiver, 28 receptions, 180 pounds and a senior. Quarterback is Wyatt Fulton, a junior, at 170. Wyatt has completed 75 out of 105 pass attempts. He's thrown for over 1,100 yards on the season. Tailback is Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt, the leading ball carrier on the team. 134 carries, 1,158 yards this season. And the other wide receiver, Grady Behrens. He is 19 catches. He's a 150-pound senior. Those are the starters for the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles at 6-2 on the year. North Platte State Bats also at 6-2. And Blaine, we have the pairings come out for the volleyball sub-districts today. And Johnson Brock will play Nebraska Christian Monday at 5:30 at Freeman. Later in the broadcast, we'll talk about the other area schools and the volleyball teams. Of course, Johnson County Central sitting at 28-0, undefeated on the season. Be a lot of fun volleyball coming up beginning next Monday. As we said, we had the coin toss. It was won by Johnson Brock. The Eagles elected to receive the football. A little bit of background that we could find out about North Platte St. Pat's. You heard in the pregame, they do not like to throw the football. They've only thrown it 30 times in 8 football games this season. Their starting quarterback was Sutton Tickle. He began the season going 10 out of 15. He was injured. He is out here in uniform, and he will handle the kickoff duties and the extra point duties, but they tell us he will not play at quarterback. So apparently still nursing that injury. As we said, Jackson Braithwaite will get that duty. So Sutton Tickle is out there to kick it away. Back deep to return for Johnson Brock. Who we got?
Bertie Kaler and Hayden Gravatt.
All right. We're going to be dealing with bright sunlight. That's a different thing to deal with.
Feels good, though, doesn't it, Randy?
Oh, sure does. 4 o'clock kickoff this afternoon here in Johnson. Looks like Brody Kaler is on the near side. You said that's Gravatt on the far side?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tickle, ready to come forward. 8-man Class D1 high school football playoffs getting underway here in Johnson. Tickle approaches the football, and we are underway. Here's the kick. It's a driving. The kick is not going to be touched. Oh, it falls dead at the 2. Picked up by Gravatt. He's out to the 10 to the 15. Gravatt on his feet at the 20. He's at the 25, the 30, and taken out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Great job on the return by Hayden Gravatt. He thought that puppy was going into the end zone, and it died on him at the 2-yard line. He had to pick it up and turn nothing into something.
Yeah, you know, he kind of lulled the kickoff team to sleep there for North Platte St. Pat's, and Peyton Kramer was alert enough to get him out of bounds about the 34-yard line.
Well, Gravatt was acting like he went in the end zone, so the return team thought it did, too. All right, spot the football at the 34-yard line is where they mark it. First and 10, Johnson Brock. Wyatt Fulton is the quarterback. A spread formation, 2 wide receivers to either side of the field. In a slot to the left sets Brody Kaler. Now Gravatt's going to come and set in the backfield along with Fulton. Wide to the right side is Quentin Barron. Split out wide to the left, Brody Kaler. Calling his starting count, Wyatt Fulton. First and 10 at his own 34-yard line. They come in motion from left to right. Here's the snap, back to pass, looking down the left sideline for Kaler. He's got the ball at the 25 and taken out of bounds. Down near the 20-yard line, he's inside the 20. They spot the football at the 19. Well executed as they found Brody Kaler down the left sideline.
Yeah, nice play call by the Eagles. Mason Giebler in on the stop for North Platte St. Pat's.
Spot the football at the 19-yard line. First down and 10, Johnson Brock opening seconds here at Johnson. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. He calls the starting count. Fulton with the pitch to the trailing back. Hayden Gravatt turns the corner at the right side. He's inside the 20 down to about the 16-yard line. He'll have a gain of 3 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go for the Eagles.
Tackle made by Hudson Deeds for the Irish.
All right. Spot the football now at the 16-yard line is where they'll mark it, and it'll be second down and about 7 yards to go here for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll set with a single setback, Hayden Gravatt in the backfield, shotgun formation for Fulton as he calls his count. Kaler comes in motion. Right up the middle goes Gravatt. He's got running room on his feet. He's going to take it all the way down for the touchdown. In for the touchdown from 16 yards out. Johnson Brock strikes quickly here this afternoon, taking it right down the field. It'll be a 16-yard run by Gravatt for the TD, and Johnson Brock goes on top 6-0. This score comes, can you get a time for
11:05.
11:05.
That's a quick one.
Yeah, haven't even played a minute. All right, now the try for the two-point conversion. Gravatt sets in the backfield behind Fulton. Wide receivers to either side, double tight end set for blocking. Here's the snap. They run the option, pitch to Gravatt. He'll go in standing up for the two-point conversion, and Johnson Brock goes on top 8-0. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive Recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau Financial Services at Auburn and Fall City. Well, that was quick work there. Just three plays, 46 yards for Johnson Brock. Hayden Gravatt carries in for the score from 16 yards out. He carried in for the two-point conversion. And with 11:05 to play in the first quarter, Johnson Brock on top, 8-0. And boy, playing, they struck quickly.
Yeah, that was a nice variety of play calls, and the Eagles opened it up in a hurry.
Caleb Bowling has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away here. We'll see who the deep man is waiting to return this one.
It is Eber.
Yes.
Eber, yep.
Eber's back on one side. There's the kick, and end over end. Eber fields the ball in the end zone, 3 yards deep in the end zone. Hey, that was some kickoff clear to the end zone. There's not a lot of wind helping him either here. So, the Johnson Brock Eagles took just three plays to move down the field and put points on the board and go up 8-0 here with 11:05 to go in the first quarter. Now, we get our first look at this St. Pat's running offense.
Think they're going to pass or run?
Braithwaite is the quarterback. He'll be under center with the back set in the I formation. Collins set in the top of the I. Braithwaite calls his starting count. Has the snap, turns, gives off to the I back, running into the middle. Bouncing off the first tackler is Mason Giebler. Giebler gets forward for about 3 yards, maybe four on the play, not any more than that. They'll give him a gain of three. We'll call it second down and seven.
Couple Eagles in on the play, led by Calvin Benham and Tyler Perriott.
Our broadcast being simulcast this afternoon on Johnson Brock's Huddle video stream, if you want to check that out. Split backs in the backfield this time behind Braithwaite. Double tight end set. Braithwaite calls his count, turns, gives off to his running back, who's hit right at the line of scrimmage and dropped at the 20-yard line after a gain of a yard or two. Carrying the football was Mason Giebler. Johnson Brock looking pretty good on the defending of this run here so far.
Sophomore Oliver Everett with first contact, and Calvin Benham helped finish him off.
Third down and 5 yards to go now. The football at the 20-yard line, just inside the left hash mark. St. Pat's the Irish moving from our right to left, from north to south here at Johnson. Again, they'll set in an I formation with Eber in the top of the I. Braithwaite is under center, calling his count, turns, gives to his fullback, right into the middle, breaking tackles. He'll have first down yardage out across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Running tough that time was Brecken Collins. Collins is not one of their big rushers. He's only carried the ball 25 times this season.
We can already see what they're doing. That time they drug Benham down a little ways and got the first down. Brody Kaler in on the stop also for the Eagles.
Spot the football at the 26-yard line. First down and 10 for the Irish. Split the backs in the backfield this time. Heirich's on the right. Collins on the left. Quarterback, Braithwaite. Under center takes a snap. Turns, gives the ball off to Collins. He's got running room at the 40, the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and he'll be knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. Brecken Collins found some running room, and he's got it all the way to about the 3 is where they're going to mark it, and it'll be first and goal for the Irish. We might have a track meet on our hands here.
Brody Kaler with just enough speed to catch him before he got into the end zone there, Randy.
Kaler ran him down as he ran out of gas inside the 5. Spot the football at the 3-yard line. First down and goal for the Irish. St. Pat's over the football. Top of the I formation is Mason Giebler. The fullback is Brecken Collins behind Braithwaite. Double tight end set. Hand off to the fullback. Fighting in, he'll take it for the touchdown. That was Collins carrying in for the TD. Collins will have that as a 3-yard touchdown run for Collins.
Boy, the Irish are like clockwork with that running game, aren't they?
I have a time down there. Can you read that?
9:31.
Boy, we barely started this thing.
Yeah, we just got going, didn't we? Okay, they're going to go for two here. We understood they usually kick them, but they're going to try for two. High formation. Turn. Rolling to his right, wanting to throw the ball, now going to run toward the pylon. I'm not sure he got in there. No, the conversion failed on the quarterback keeper. The Eagles stay on top 8-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Gap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, a quick response there by the Irish of St. Pat's. 5 plays, 65 yards. Brecken Collins carried in on a 3-yard carry. The conversion failed, and the Eagles maintain an 8-6 lead here over the Irish with 9:31 to play in this first quarter. Boy, Blaine, looks to me like we're going to see some offense today.
Yeah, you know, we were talking before the game. I tell you what, they just kind of run, and pretty quick to break one. That's what they did.
All right. Tickle has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line. Again, Gravatt on the left side. And on the near side is Kaler waiting to return it. A high end over ender. This is going to be into the end zone. Well, yeah, it got in there and then bounced back out.
That was close.
Yeah, they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line after that fire drill on the last one. Well, I was wondering how that was going to work out. But they'll bring the football out to the 15-yard line. Johnson Brock quickly out there and lining up. You're just checking in. We had a lot of fireworks here in the first couple of minutes. It's already 8-6. Johnson Brock up by 2. Now the Eagles come over the football. Wyatt Fulton in a shotgun formation with Hayden Gravatt set behind him. Split wide to the right side is Brody Kaler. Fulton calling his starting count. Kaler goes in motion. Turn, hands the ball up the middle to Gravatt. He's got some running room. He's got the ball out near the 20-yard line. Looks to be a gain of about 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Eagles.
Emilio Dimas in on the stop for North Platte St. Pat's.
They're going to work quickly with no huddle here. They come over the football. Grady Behrens is split wide to the right side, now in a slot to the left. Set Quentin Behrens, I believe. Back to Fulton, set in the shotgun formation with Gravatt behind him. In motion comes Kaler from left to right. They start the option, pitch back to the trailing back. He's got running room and will have first down yardage. Gravatt, the ball carrier, out to the 26-yard line. A gain of 6 on the carry. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles.
Hudson Deeds in there at the stop along with Lane Sita.
Again, a spread formation here for the Eagles. To the near side comes Grady Behrens. Wide to the left is Quentin Behrens. Slot left is Brody Kaler. Single set back in the backfield is Hayden Gravatt. Wyatt Fulton calling his count. Kaler comes in motion left to right. They're going to run to the left this time. No place to go there for Wyatt Fulton. They wrap him up for a loss on the play. He's going to lose about 3 yards on the carry.
Looks like big number 71, Weston Hammond, gets into the backfield for the Irish.
This is going to be quite a battle this afternoon. High school football at its finest here, I think.
Right.
Second down and 12 yards to go now with the football spotted at the 24-yard line. Johnson Brock moving from our left to right here, from south to north. A little bit of shifting around to the offense. Two wide receivers go wide to the left. This time they've got Hayden Gravatt split wide to the right with an empty backfield for Wyatt Fulton. Fulton all alone in the backfield. Two wide receivers left, one wide to the right. Calling a starting count on second down and 12 is Fulton. Has the snap. Fulton looks out to his left. Goes to Kaler. Kaler's hit immediately and dropped for a loss on the play. Back near the 22-yard line, and the Eagles are moving backwards here.
That was a really nice play for the Irish by Mason Giebler. Just a picture-perfect form tackle.
So a loss of 2 brings up third down and 15, an obvious passing situation now for the Eagles. Kaler sets in a slot to the right. Grady Behrens is split wide out to the right. In the backfield, sets Hayden Gravatt behind the quarterback, Wyatt Fulton. Fulton calling his starting count on third down and 15 yards to go. Fakes a handoff. Fulton looking downfield. Now rolling right. Here comes pressure. He's going to be hit and dropped for a big loss back near the 11-yard line. Oh, and a few words exchanged there by the defender that made the tackle. A little bit of taunting going on that one.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Riker Atkins for the Irish. He is a 140-pound freshman.
So three back-to-back-to-back plays with losses for the Irish offense after they had so much success on that first series. And they're facing fourth down and, I don't know, 22, 23 yards to go. The ball is back inside the 15-yard line. Punting situation. Brody Kaler will stand at his own 2-yard line to wait for the snap from center. Kaler gets a good snap. He'll get the punt out of there. Oh, Kaler with a nice punt. The return man's going to let it roll. It rolls inside the 20, inside the 15. Now bobble. The ball is loose. Everybody after it. The Eagles may have come up with it. Eagles have the recovery. Johnson Brock comes up with the football. Getting it is Deacon Burnett. Right?
I think it was Oliver Everett.
Or Everett.
But we could say Deacon.
Well, burn it.
Deacon was down there.
Deacon was down there. Deacon came up like he got it.
I think Oliver and Deacon were maybe fighting over the
ball. In any event, you know, the return man made just a fatal mistake there.
Yeah, they kind of waited. We'll see if the Eagles can punch this one
all
in.
All right, at the 9-yard line, 1st and 10, Johnson Brock. Let's see if they can take advantage of this. Wyatt Fulton with Hayden Gravatt set behind him. First and goal at the 9. We're going to have a timeout taken by St. Pat's, so we'll step aside and take a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we got the official word from the stat crew, Oliver Everett, on the fumble recovery. Now Johnson Brock takes over 1st and goal at the 9-yard line. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. Hayden Gravatt is set behind him. Wide to the right, that's Brody Kaler set out as a wide receiver. The ends are set in tight. Fulton calling a starting count on 1st and goal at the 9. Gives to Gravatt. He's got some room up the middle. He's down to the 6, the 5, maybe even the 4-yard line. Looks like he's inside the 5, a gain of about 5 on the carry by Hayden Gravatt.
Tackle made by Mason Giebler and number 12, let me check the name here, Tucker Kemp for
nice,
the Irish.
Nice hole there between Tucker Everett and Kelvin Benham. They opened up a nice lane.
Yeah, they did.
Hayden Gravatt with a gain of 5 on that carry. Put the ball at the 4-yard line, 2nd down and goal. Same formation. They turn again to Gravatt. Again, into the middle. This time he's hit and stopped after a gain of a couple. Looks like he's down to near the 2-yard line. They played a little better that time. It was almost the same play they just ran a moment ago.
Yeah, Brecken Collins kind of messed that one up. Good play for him, for the Irish.
All right, spot the football at the 2-yard line. 2nd down and goal at the 2. They started here at the 9 this time. They'll come over the football. This time wide receivers to both sides of the field. Grady Barron's wide right. Kaler wide left, running with the football to the left side, into the end zone for the touchdown, goes Wyatt Fulton from 3 yards out, and it will be a 3-yard touchdown carry by Wyatt Fulton for the Eagles. What's the timing on that one?
5:03.
Okay, 5:03 to play here in the quarter. 3-yard run, carried in by Wyatt Fulton. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Johnson Brock on top right now, 14-6. Are going to line up and go for 2. Now a shift. They shift everybody to the left side. Shotgun formation here for Fulton. Set behind him is Gravatt. Fake to Gravatt. Fulton wants to throw. He's got a receiver. Just overthrows the intended receiver. The pass falls incomplete, and the score remains 14-6. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent at Auburn and Tecumseh, by the Nemaha County Hospital, River Valley Memorials of Auburn, and Clark Green Company in Johnson. That scoring drive took just three plays to cover 9 yards, capped off with a three-yard quarterback keeper by Wyatt Fulton. Conversion failed, and Johnson Brock is on top 14-6 with 5:03 to play here in the first quarter. All right, teeing up the football, getting ready to kick it away here is Caleb Bowling. And back deep, waiting is Mason Gieber. Gieber is quite a ball carrier here. He can be dangerous on these returns. Well, the ball falls off the tee. That is not because of the wind, folks, because it is very calm out here. Beautiful afternoon for high school football today in Johnson. 65 degrees, bright sunshine, no wind, no clouds in the sky. Just a gorgeous day. Nice crowd on hand. Not everybody's in the field. Apparently they shut a few of the combines down.
It's a nice day to do whatever.
There we go. And here's the kick. An end over ender, and it's going to get into the end zone again. No chance for a return. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's an impressive kick.
Yeah, he's almost out there towards the track.
Yeah, he's putting that puppy. That's Caleb Bowling handling that kicking for Johnson Brock.
Yeah,
so
that ball's still out there. Nobody wanted to go that far and get it.
Now let's see what the Eagles defense can do here now after giving up the big play earlier. Braithwaite is the quarterback. The backs are split behind him. Heirich on the left, Gieber on the right. They turn, give it to Gieber. Gieber broke into the open. He's out across the 30, out near the 35, and finally wrestled out of bounds across the 35-yard line. Mason Gieber is one tough cookie to try and bring down.
Yeah, what a run. Brody Kaler had him probably about 8 to 10 yards back. Finally got him out of bounds.
So he'll have it out to the 36-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish. Braithwaite trailing now 14-6. Braithwaite takes a snap. Turns, gives off into the open once again. Breaking free inside the 30, carrying the ball is Heirichs. Boy, I don't like the way I see these holes opening up in the defensive line for Johnson Brock.
Grady Barron's down the stop for the Eagles.
They're going to have to toughen up in a hurry on that defensive line. Got an official timeout here for a moment. Not sure if we've got a player shaken up or just an equipment issue or what it is.
Yeah, maybe a little blood.
Yeah, the referee has stopped the game momentarily. Coming out is Hayden Gravatt comes out of the ball game. Put the football at the 29-yard line of Johnson Brock, first and 10 for the Irish of St. Pat's. Braithwaite takes the snap, pitches to the left, carrying the football is Heirichs. Heirichs tries to turn the corner. He'll be inside the 25 and take it out of bounds at about the 22-yard line is where they'll get him.
Randy, we got 6 yards on that deal, right? And it seemed like we had him stopped. We got him stopped in the backfield.
They're going to give him 7. It'll be second down and 3 yards to go. At the 22-yard line, second down and 3 now for the Irish. Again, the split backs in the backfield. That's Heirichs on the left, Gieber on the right. Braithwaite calling his starting count. Has the snap, turns, gives it off. This time met quickly as Gieber. Good job defensively. The Eagles were waiting for Gieber that time when he took the handoff. They stopped him short of the first down.
Yeah, Quinn Barron's right there to wrap him up and didn't let him go this time.
Gieber with a gain of a yard on the carry. It'll bring up third down and 2 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now just outside the 21-yard line. Spot the ball on the left side hash mark as the Irish move from right to left. Third down and 2 yards to go for the Irish. Braithwaite calls his count. Braithwaite, inside handoff, getting the first down yardage and carrying the football is Heirichs. Or check that, that's Gieber. Gieber's got it inside the 20 down to the 18. That should be enough for a first down.
Yep, they're moving the chains. Oliver Everett in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
Give me a time check here.
3:45.
All right, 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. If you're just checking in, 14-8, Johnson Brock with a lead. But I'm telling you, these teams have both demonstrated that they can move the football up and down the field. at the 18-yard line, first and 10 for St. Pat's. They set it in I formation this time. Gieber in the top of the I. Braithwaite gives to Gieber. Gieber into the middle. He's got some room again. Still on his feet, not wanting to be tackled. He's inside the 15, down to the 11 or 12-yard line. He'll have about 8 on that carry, maybe 7. They'll call it second down and 3 with the football just outside the 11.
I feel like it took about 4 Eagles to bring him down there, led by Grady Barron.
And he's not that big. He's 165 pounds.
He just keeps his legs going.
Yeah, he does not want to be tackled. 165-pound senior is Mason Gieber. He's their leading rusher, 96 carries, 791 yards coming into this ballgame. They'll set in the I formation. That's Gieber in the top of the I. They turn, give to Gieber again to the left side, and he's on his feet. The same thing all the way into the end zone for the touchdown. From 12 yards out goes Mason Gieber for the TD. A 12-yard touchdown carry by Mason Gieber makes it now 14-12. Gieber, just as we were talking about, does not want to be tackled. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. They've been kicking extra points all season, but they're going for two here to try and tie it up. Braithwaite calls his starting count, puts Gieber in motion out to the right. Braithwaite hands it into the middle of the fullback. Nothing doing. The conversion fails. Johnson Brock maintains a 14-12 lead here. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and Clark Grain in Johnson, Nebraska is ready. For generations, farmers have trusted Clark Grain to keep the harvest going, and we're proud to keep your harvest moving along. From the first load to the final haul, we're here to stand alongside farmers, because your success is our success. This harvest, call Clark Grain in Johnson at 402-868-3195. You can count on Clark Grain, where farmers come first.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Great drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That drive took 7 plays to cover 65 yards. Mason Gieber carried in from 12 yards out for the touchdown. Conversion failed, and Johnson Brock still on top now, 14-12 over the Irish of North Platte, St. Pat's. Helping to present today's broadcast are American Family Insurance, the Harsin Agency, Auburn Insurance Service, Pelicans Meat Processing in Johnson, and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy this live coverage of Johnson Brock playoff football. All right, ready to kick it away. Sutton Tickle has it teed up at the 30. Back deep, the usual suspects. Gravatt on the left, Kaler on the near side. And that's going to go into the end zone once again. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Boy, these kickers can kick the football today. It don't matter whether you're into the wind or with the wind, it's going 5 yards deep in the end zone on the fly.
Yeah, that was another good one.
So, Johnson Brock maintaining a two-point lead here, 14-12, with under 3 minutes to play in this first quarter. We'll come over the football. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. Split wide to the right side of the field is Grady Barons. Wide out to the left goes Brody Kaler. The running back is Hayden Gravatt, set behind Fulton. Has the snap. On the option, pitches back to Gravatt. He turns the corner across the 20. He'll get 8, maybe 9 yards. He's out near the 24-yard line.
One tackle away there from breaking that thing and brought down by number 24, Riker Atkins.
So the football is going to be marked at the 24-yard line after a gain of 9. It'll bring up second down and 1 for the Eagles. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Blaine Barron's alongside this afternoon. Kurt Kelman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. On second down and 1, Wyatt Fulton takes a snap, gives to Gravatt. He'll get the first down and a little bit more. He's going to have it out to about the 26-yard line, and it'll be a first and 10 here for the Eagles.
Brecken Collins and Weston Hammond in on the stop for the Irish.
This afternoon's broadcast being simulcast on Johnson Brock student-led television streaming service. They're on Huddle this year, Johnson Brock's Huddle account. You can watch the game and hear our broadcast. On the option, they pitch it to Gravatt, turn in the corner. He's at the 30, taken out of bounds. Oh, and hit well out of bounds, driven. That was very dangerously close to a late hit out here. He's got the ball to the 30-yard line, a gain of 3. It'll bring up a gain of 4. It'll bring up second down and 6.
Brecken Collins down the stop for North Platte St. Pat's again.
at the 30-yard line, right side hash mark, their own 30. Johnson Brock moving south to north from left to right, right here in front of our press box. Wyatt Fulton puts two wide receivers to the left. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself this time. Downfield, 35, 40, at the 30, the 25, on his feet at the 20, the 15, and taken out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. Well executed that time by Wyatt Fulton to keep that football. He's got it all the way down to the 12-yard line is where they'll mark it.
Yeah, really nice individual effort there by number 7, Wyatt Fulton. Ben Herrig's able to run him out of bounds.
And he got a very favorable spot over there across the way. They're going to put the ball at the 12, going quickly, no huddle. Hand the ball off, running forward. Gravatt. Gravatt's inside the 5, diving down near the 2 or the 3-yard line. That might be enough for a first and goal. Let's see where they mark it. I believe it's going to be first and goal. And they're going to go again quickly with no huddle from the 2-yard line is where it's spotted. Wide receiver, spread formation to both sides of the field. Single set back to Gravatt behind the quarterback, Fulton. High snap, Fulton comes down with it, gives it to Gravatt. He's going to go into the end zone for the touchdown. It'll be a 2-yard touchdown carry by Hayden Gravatt for the score. And we put our score now 20-12. Johnson Brock goes on top as we have Hayden Gravatt on the carry. Boy, I tell you, we're seeing some serious offense here. Can you give me a time over there?
121.
121 to go.
Still in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know. Still in the first quarter. All right. Lining up for the two-point conversion. Gravatt in the backfield. Wide receivers to both sides. On the option. Fakes the option. Keeping himself into the end zone. Goes Fulton for the two-point conversion. 22-12. Johnson Brock up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial Services presenting this scoring drive recap. The Johnson Brock Eagles took 6 plays to cover 65 yards, a 2-yard touchdown carry by Hayden Gravatt. Fulton carried in on a quarterback keeper for the 2-point conversion, and Johnson Brock goes up 22-12 with 121 left to play here, still in the first quarter. Broadcast being brought to you in part by Johnson Grocery, Auburn Auto Center, Blaine Behrens, your state farm agent in Auburn and Tecumseh, and by the Johnson Quick Shop, presenting this afternoon's broadcast. Ready to kick it off, Caleb Bowling. He's been putting it into the end zone. This one's going to be a little shorter. Chance to return. Fielded at the 10, the 15, the 20. On his feet, out to the 25. He's got speed, trying to turn the corner, and finally taken out of bounds. Getting over there to get him is Deacon Burnett. Burnett made the stop on the return man, and that was Mason Giebler. Giebler, a dangerous return guy.
I don't think, you know, Giebler getting the ball back there was a bad idea for the Irish.
Well, we'll see how it works out. The ball is going to be spotted at the 32-yard line, first and 10 for the Irish. North Platte St. Pat's came in here 6-2 on the year. Split back formation behind Jackson Braithwaite, the quarterback. He'll be under center to take this snap on first and 10 at the 22. Turns, gives off to the right side. Nothing doing for Brecken Collins that time. They wrapped him up right at the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain. It's going to bring up second down. Still a long 9 to go here.
Quentin Barron's right there to make the stop, and the exchange was a little shaky. That ball almost popped loose.
Well, Barron's was in there and had him wrapped up as he was still receiving the handoff. Barron's did a good job getting across there defensively. We're going to call it second down and 10. No gain on the play. The football still spotted at the 32-yard line of the Irish. They're moving from our right to left, from north to south. Braithwaite calls the starting count. Oh, somebody went way early here on the left side. Tucker Kemp, the tight end, will be called for offsides. He was just one count too early. It was close. Give me a time check again, if you could, my friend.
Less than a minute. 35, maybe.
Okay, difficult. Wonderful place to work football, but it's hard to see the scoreboard in the afternoons when the sun is shining on it brightly down there. So, a 5-yard penalty puts the football back to the 27-yard line. It'll be second down and 15 yards to go now. Less than a minute to play here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock on top, 22-12. Braithwaite is under center. The backs are split behind him. Braithwaite fakes to the first man, gives off to the second. That's Gabler, and this time the Eagle defense waiting for him. They'll get him after a gain of three. He'll have the football out to the 30-yard line. It's still going to bring up third down and long, third and about 12 yards to go.
Perriott and Barron's in on the stop, and that looks like it'll be the end of the quarter, Randy.
All right, we'll step aside after one quarter. Johnson Brock on top, 22-12. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're ready to move into second quarter action here very quickly. St. Pat's with the football, third down and 12 at their own 30-yard line. Braithwaite takes the snap, sets in the pocket. He's going to run with the football. He's going to be hit and dropped after a gain of about four. He'll get the football out to the 34-yard line. I'll tell you, third down and 12 is not where this team wants to be because they don't normally throw the football. They don't want to be in an obvious passing situation here.
Yeah, that was a design quarterback draw, and Ben Perry really read it well for the Eagles.
It'll be fourth down and 8 yards to go, a punting situation. Ben Hankla is the punter. He'll come in to kick the ball away here. He'll stand at his own 21-yard line. This is our first punt, I believe, of the day. Fourth down and 7 at the 34-yard line. Hankla stands at his own 22. Who we got back over here?
Grady Barron.
Grady Barron's back to return it. Hankla finally gets a kick out of there. Barron's is going to field the football at the 10. He starts to his left to the 15 to the 20. Upfield to the 25, and this player came in off the from out of bounds and made the tackle. Did you see that?
Yeah, was that?
That's not allowed.
Is that legal?
No, not at all. He was 3 yards out of bounds and came back onto the field and made the tackle. The coaches are pointing that out to the official. They missed it.
Really nice tackle by Brett Collins.
He came in from 3 yards out of bounds.
Yep.
Well, he made the stop, and the football's at the 25-yard line. They missed that call. First down and 10 for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. They lead it now 22-12. JB on top here, opening seconds of play of this second quarter. We're live from Johnson, Nebraska this afternoon, Class D1 8-man football playoffs. Wyatt Fulton will call the count from the shotgun formation with Hayden Gravatt set behind him. Calling the count, takes the snap, rolls to his right, keeps it himself. He'll run it forward. He'll get about 3 yards out near the 28-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Nice tackle by the number 63, Lane Sita, for the Irish.
We'll see what they do this time. They've been working quickly here with no huddle. They're going to go again without a huddle. Rody Kaler splits wide to the left. To the near side, the wide receiver is Deacon Burnett, the sophomore. Burnett comes wide left. Now Kaler seems to be confused on where he's supposed to be lining up. He's going to come and set in a slot to the left side. Wyatt Fulton, they're taking an awful lot of time to get this play off. Gravatt sets behind Fulton. Fulton in the shotgun formation on second down and 7. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson Brock, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson. I'm Randy Gatula. That's Blaine Behrens over there. 10:35 to play here in the first half, and it's already 22-12 with over 10 minutes to go before halftime. We've had a track meet so far. When play is resumed, Johnson Brock is facing second down and 7 yards to go from their own 27.5-yard line. They're moving from right to left, from north to south. Wyatt Fulton calls his starting count, takes a snap. He's going to run it himself up the middle to no avail. He maybe got a yard, but not any more than that. They put Cravat in motion out to the right, but the linebackers didn't pay any attention to him whatsoever. They just stayed in there and waited for Fulton.
Yeah, the interior of the North Platte St. Pat's defense is really stepping up, and number 24, freshman Riker Atkins, is doing a really nice job in there.
Now the ball is at the 28-yard line, still third down and a long six, almost 7 yards to go for the Eagles. Two receivers wide right. Hayden Cravat sets in a slot to the right this time. Wyatt Fulton's going to be all alone with an empty backfield. To the near side, that's Brody Kaler is the wide receiver. Here to the left, Fulton has the snap. Looking for Kaler. Going to throw down the left sideline. Kaler has the catch at the 30. He'll step out of bounds inside the 30-yard line at about the 28 is where he stepped out. Well-thrown ball. Nice catch. Kaler pulled it down, just tiptoeing down the sideline to stay in bounds as he made the reception.
That was a beautiful play. Keeble in on the coverage for the Irish.
Put the football out the 28-yard line of the Irish. First down and 10. Johnson Brock on top, 22-12, up by 10 points, still playing here in the second quarter. Fulton has Cravat set behind him as the single setback. To the left is Behrens. In motion from right to left comes Kaler. They're going to run the option to the right, pitch to the trailing back. He'll move forward and not get back to the line of scrimmage. They have that one well diagnosed, and Cravat will be dropped for a loss of a yard on the play. Back out to the 29-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 11.
Heirigs and Riker Atkins again on the stop for the Irish.
Glad to have you tuned in this afternoon to Sunny 101.3. We'll have high school football tomorrow night for you also here on Sunny. The Mound City Panthers at Rockport, Missouri. Missouri 8-man football, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night from Rockport. Second down and 11 at the 29-yard line. 29-yard line of St. Pat's. Johnson Brock with the football on second and 11. Hand off up the middle. Running forward, Cravat running tough. He's hit and then bounce forward down to about the 26-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 5. It's going to bring up third down, and still, we'll call it 7 yards to go with the football between the 25 and 26-yard line on the right side hash mark.
Cravat running tough up the middle. Even tougher on the defensive side with Deeds and Collins for the Irish.
Checking into the lineup for Johnson Brock, Landon Ideas checks in. He's just a freshman. Ideas runs out onto the field. Third down. We'll call it 7 yards to go from just outside the 25-yard line. A big third and 7 here for Johnson Brock. This is Brody Kaler, the wide receiver to the left. Back to pass. Looking for Kaler again down the left sideline near the goal line. And the pass is batted away and falls incomplete right at the goal line. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 7 with the football just outside the 25.
That time Mason Giebler was step for step with him. And nice physical play, no call. Yeah. Good job for the Irish.
They had double coverage over there. They had two defenders in the area running with Brody Kaler. Kaler beat him earlier here in this series of downs. Back into the game now comes Grady Behrens. He'll check in. Behrens back onto the field. Fourth down, 7 yards to go. They're not going to punt it, not in this area. Fourth down and 7 at the 26 is where it's spotted. Let's see what Fulton can pull out of the bag of tricks here. Wyatt Fulton has the snap. Pitches it to the running back. Running over the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and all the way for the touchdown goes Hayden Cravat. It'll be a 26-yard touchdown run on fourth down and 7 for Hayden Cravat. How about that? That's Cravat's second rushing touchdown in a row. This one from 26 yards out pushes our score up now to 28-12. As we get lined up, you have a time for me there?
I got nothing.
Can't see it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Can I get back to you on that, okay?
All right. Here comes the try for the two-point conversion. Fulton with Cravat set behind him. Runs to the left. Pitches the ball back to Cravat. He fights close to the goal line. Does not get in. The conversion fails. So the score stands at 28-12. Johnson Brock on top. We'll step aside and be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City bringing you this scoring drive recap. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. That drive took 7 plays, 55 yards, capped off with a 26-yard run by Hayden Gravett. That came on 4th down and 7. The conversion failed, and Johnson Brock goes up 28-12 with 8:50 to play in the first half. The scoring drive recap again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. All right, teeing the football up here for the Eagles is Caleb Bowling, ready to kick it away. He's been putting them into the end zone. Let's see what he can do here, kicking into the wind. Not much of a breeze here anyway, but he comes forward, and here's the kick. End over ender, this is going to be fielded at the 5. Return man to the 10, to the 15. That's Giebler. He's out to the 20, got some room, 25, and finally taken out of bounds over by Deacon Burnett at about the 27-yard line, I think, is where they're going to mark it.
Yeah, Giebler just does a nice job of being patient, finds his blockers, finds that hole and goes.
All right, man. Better check and see what we've got going on here. Give me just a moment. All right. The football is spotted at the 27-yard line is where they mark it. First down and 10 yards to go for the St. Pat's Irish. Braithwaite is the quarterback. Double tight end set, I formation. Hands to his I back. Bounces outside to the right. Now he's going to be wrapped up and dropped. That was Heirichs carrying the football that time, and pretty good job defensively there by the Eagles.
Yeah, Oliver Everett gets credit for the tackle, but everybody stayed home. Everybody did a nice job for Johnson Brock.
What I love about broadcasting games at Johnson Brock is we're at the 40-yard line. We're only 10 yards off the sideline. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the defensive huddle playing linebacker here. We're awfully close. Second down, 8 yards to go at the 30-yard line for Braithwaite and company. Double tight end, I formation. Handed a fullback, nothing there. Brecken Collins met with a wall of tacklers after a gain of maybe half a yard. Got it just across the 30.
Yeah, man, Calvin Benham, really nice job. Help from Oliver Everett again for Johnson Brock.
Ball spotted just shy of the 31-yard line. A big third down play here. Johnson Brock starting to open up a little more of a lead here. Up now 28-12 on third down and 7. At the 31-yard line, Braithwaite ends in tight. Backs in the I formation. Giebler in the top of the I. Pitch the ball to Giebler. He runs out to the left. Giebler turns inside. Going to be met by a wall of tacklers at the line of scrimmage. Only got about a yard. He's got it out to the 32. It's going to bring up fourth down and still 6 yards to go for the Irish.
Yeah, the Eagles defense really stepping up. That time it was the Perriott brothers, Ben and Tyler, getting in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
Well, the defense has got to be pleased to put him in another punting situation, trotting out there. Ben Hankla to do the punting. Hankla went over and got some last-minute instructions. That makes you a little nervous wondering what they're up to on this punt. They just gave Hankla some extra instructions on what's taking place. Ball is at the 31-yard line, fourth down and 6 yards to go. Ben Hankla stands at his own 20, waiting to kick it away. He gets a good snap, runs to his right. He wants to throw the football, a throwback to the left side to Giebler. First down to the 40, the 35, the 30, on his feet, the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5. He'll take it for a touchdown. A 48-yard touchdown run by Mason Giebler, or a pass, actually, Giebler with the catch. 48 yards on a fake punt. I mentioned that it looked like there was some kind of monkey business going on.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened as Mason Giebler caught that from the punter. The punter came out here to his far right like he was going to punt the ball as he's done in the past. That's Hankla. And then he threw it back across the field to the left side. And Giebler takes it all the way 48 yards for the touchdown. So a big trick play there. Now the lineup to go for the two-point conversion once again. Braithwaite has the I formation, double tight end set. turns, keeps it himself, wants to throw the ball. This is unusual, and the pass, no good. He dropped the ball. Pass is incomplete. It went off the turf. That's something they never do, so the conversion fails, and the score remains 28-18. We're back.
Well, I was going to say, that would have been back-to-back pass plays, though, Randy, counting
yeah,
that fake
that'd be
butt.
Something. Yeah. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap, again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Well, a fake punt by Ben Hankla. He passed the ball to Mason Giegler, and Giegler took it 48 yards for the touchdown, capped off a four-play, 53-yard drive. The conversion attempt failed, and the score now 28-18. Johnson Brock on top with 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Lining up to kick the football away is Sutton Tickle. Tickle was the starting quarterback on this team until he was injured, and now he's just doing the kicking duties. Sutton Tickle comes forward, and here's his kick. Driving end over end, well into the end zone. That ball landed on the back line of the end zone. He kicked it.
What a kick.
10 yards deep in the end zone. No chance for a return, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Johnson Brock up by 10 points here, 28-18, in what has been a real track meet in the first half of this one. We've still got 6 minutes to play here in the first half, and the score is already 28-18. All right, let's see what the Eagles can do. Wyatt Fulton is going to put Grady Barron's wide to the left, and a slot to the left is Brody Kaler. The single running back is Hayden Gravatt, behind Fulton, the quarterback. Fulton has the snap. He starts to his left, pitches the ball back. Gravatt broke a tackle. There's a flag thrown. He's across the 20, out to the 26, but a flag is thrown back inside the 15-yard line. We haven't seen a lot of penalty flags here this afternoon.
Brecken Collins with a nice tackle for the Irish.
Let's see what this call is going to be. Wait for the white hat.
Randy, is that our first flag or second?
That's the first flag I remember. Still waiting to see what the call is going to be. Holding on Johnson Brock. So that will set the Eagles back a bit here. I can't read it.
5:50.
Thank you. 5:50 to play here in the first half. And if you're just tuning in, we're live from Johnson, Nebraska this afternoon. The Johnson Brock Eagles up 28-18 over North Platte, St. Pat's, the Irish. Penalty yardage puts the football back to the 12-yard line. It'll be first down and about 18 yards to go now. From the 12, they need to get it all the way out to the 25. Calling his starting count, Wyatt Fulton looks over the defensive set. Four down linemen for the Irish. Fulton has the snap, runs to his right. He's going to take it right up the middle himself and get it out across the 10 to near the 11. Gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry. It's still going to bring up second down, and we're going to call it about 14 yards to go here, second and 14 for the Eagles.
Tucker Kemp and Lane Cede on the stop for North Platte St. Pat.
This time in the formation, Grady Barron's goes wide left, and Brody Kaler sets in a slot left. Usual backfield arrangement with Hayden Gravatt in the backfield behind Wyatt Fulton, who's in the shotgun formation. Fulton on second down and 14 from his own 11, takes a snap, wants to throw the football over the middle. He's got it complete to Kaler across the 40, the 35, on his feet at the 30, spun around, and now finally is going to be taken down near the 31-yard line. Brody Kaler, a great job, of, first of all, to make the catch in traffic. There were two defenders in the immediate area, and Kaler still came down with the football. He's got it to the 31-yard line. Quickly, with no huddle, here come the Eagles. Over the football, first and 10 at the 31. Wyatt Fulton has the snap. On the option, pitches it back to Gravatt to the right side of the 30. Turns the corner to the 25. He'll have a gain of 6 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 4 with the football at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, I like how the Eagles went fast there. They almost caught North Platte St. Pat's off tackle there. Ben Herrigs makes the stop.
Second down and a long four. The football just outside the 25, inside the 26. Spot the ball on the far side hash mark. Wide side of the field to the left. Eagles moving from north to south, right to left. Fulton calling his cadence on second down, has the snap, pitches it back to Gravatt to the corner. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He'll take it for the touchdown. 26 yards on the touchdown run for the Johnson Brock Eagles. And I'm telling you, the points are coming fast and furious this afternoon here in Johnson. That was a 26-yard touchdown run carried in by Hayden Gravatt. Yeah, got a time for me there?
4:05, Randy.
4:05 to play.
Second quarter.
As you can tell listening at home, I cannot see the scoreboard. And Blaine's got a little better view than I do. Now we're going to try and line up for the two-point conversion here. Johnson Brock up 34-18 right now. Wide receiver right is Grady Behrens. This time set as a tight end is Brody Kaler on the right side. And in the normal setup in the backfield, we've got a different running back back there. The pitch goes out to the right. Kaler's going to throw it in the end zone for the two-point conversion to Grady Behrens. A lateral and a pass there, a double pass play. The two-point conversion is good. And the score now goes 36-18. Johnson Brock on top with 4:05 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, this score coming with 4:05 to play in the first half. A 26-yard run by Hayden Gravatt. He capped a four-play, 65-yard drive. The two-point conversion, a lateral that went to Kaler, then Brody Kaler threw into the end zone to Grady Behrens for the two-point conversion. And Johnson Brock goes up now 36-18 with 4:05 to play here in the first half. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Today's game being presented in part by Johnson Grocery, Auburn Auto Center, Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent in Auburn and Tecumseh, and by the Johnson Quick Shop. Say thanks to those folks if you're enjoying this broadcast. Here's Caleb Bowling's kickoff. It's going to be fielded at the 5. Return man to the 10, the 15, into the open at the 20, 25. And, boy, it just makes you hold your breath every time they return that football. That time on the carry and the return was Ben Hankla. Hank was the punter, but he was back there returning the kickoff this time.
Tate Hawley got a hold of him for the Eagles and was not going to let go.
So the football is marked at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish. North Platte, St. Patrick's, the Irish come over the football. First and 10 at the 29. Braithwaite has the snap. He wants to throw the ball over the middle. Pass intercepted. Brody Kaler at the 40. Kaler starts to his right at the 35. Fighting forward and taken down at the 33-yard line. Brody Kaler was in a jump ball here with the intended receiver. And with Brody Kaler's basketball prowess, the way he goes up after rebound, you probably are not going to win that jump ball.
Yeah, he read that one well and went up and got it.
Well, he just jumped up in front of the receiver. He flat out jumped him is what he did. The ball was hung up in the air for the receiver. And Brody Kaler jumped up in front of him and just basically said, I can jump higher than you can. I'll take that one. Brody Kaler with a great job defensively. That sets Johnson Brock up with the football at the 33-yard line. A chance to maybe blow this thing open here a little bit. First and goal from the 33. Quarterback Wyatt Fulton calls his count. Fulton's got the snap. Goes to his right. He wants to throw the ball. He's got a receiver at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens from 33 yards out for the TD. Well executed. I don't know how Grady got that far behind the coverage.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wyatt Fulton did a really nice job of selling that fake, and then all of a sudden Grady broke loose.
Well, there was nobody anywhere in the area when Grady Behrens caught that. Those are the kind that are hard to catch when you're out there all by yourself. That was one play, right?
Yes.
One play, 33 yards on the
Yeah, you got
drive.
That one?
I got that one counted. All right, here we go. The try for the two-point conversion. Fulton has Hayden Gravatt behind him. Two receivers wide left. Grady Barron split out wide to the left. Brody Kaler. Oh, the snap goes over the head. Grab the football, gentlemen. And the conversion fails. Finally getting on the football is Hayden Gravatt back here. And the score now goes 42-18. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for yet another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That one took just one play to go 33 yards. It was a pass play from Wyatt Fulton to Grady Barons for the TD. The conversion failed, and the score now stands at 42-18. Johnson Brock on top, and we want to remember that was all set up by the fine interception by Kaler. Kaler came up with a great interception that set him up there at the 33-yard line. Okay, Caleb Bowling ready to kick it off yet again. Bowling comes forward. This one will not get to the end zone. It's going to be caught by the up man at the 17. Out across the 20, the 25. Spinning with the football is Collins on his feet at the 35, at the 40. He's going to take it down the right sideline. They chase him down, and he'll go all the way for the touchdown.
Oh, my.
Now a flag is thrown. We've got a flag thrown here at about the 10-yard line. Let's wait and see. If that's going to be something against the return team, it came well after the runner had passed that area. Waiting to see from the man in the white hat. Oh, it's going to be called on Johnson Brock, and they will obviously decline that one. So that was Collins on a kickoff return. They'll obviously decline it, right? No.
They're moving him back, Randy.
Well, he signaled on Johnson.
Yeah, I think he pointed the wrong way. And I want to say the runner was pretty much in the end zone when he threw that flag.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But he signaled on Johnson Brock. I should have went with what I saw.
All right.
Penalty yardage puts the football back to the 19-yard line is where they'll mark it.
Unfortunate for the Irish, but they still got good field position here.
All right, at the 19-yard line, Braithwaite calling his starting count. Braithwaite hands the ball to Collins. Collins is going to be hit and dropped after a gain of maybe a yard. Got it down to about the 18-yard line. Yeah, I was giving him credit for a kickoff return here on my score sheet. Silly me.
It probably should have been, but
yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah, penalty came 10 yards behind the runner, that's for sure. All right, put the ball at the 18-yard line, second down. How much time we got?
3:20.
Okay, 3:20 to go here in the first half, second down and 9. Ball at the 18-yard line, Braithwaite. Braithwaite keeps it himself. He's got room at the 10, the 5. He'll go for the touchdown. 18 yards by Braithwaite, an 18-yard run carried in by Braithwaite, and that'll be, what, two plays? And how many yards? Where did we start?
19, Randy.
Two plays, 19 yards. Braithwaite, the quarterback keeper, took it in with a TD. Makes it 42-24 now. And I need a time.
3:19.
Boy, touchdown just coming like...
Clock's not moving.
It must not be. There's a try for the two-point conversion. It fails. And the score remains 42-24. We're back in 30 seconds. On Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Jackson Braithwaite on the quarterback keeper took it in from 18 yards out, capped a two-play 19-yard drive, conversion failed, and it's 42-24 now. Johnson Brock leading the Irish of St. Pat's.
How many games have you called this year, Randy?
Oh, I don't know, 10, 11.
You ever had this many this year with this many points in the first half?
No, not at all. My gosh, what do we got here? 66 points in the first half, yeah. Lots of offense. Well, it started out that way, and it never slowed down. All right, here's Sutton Tickle to come in. He's the former starting quarterback. Tickle handles the kickoff duties. He'll kick it clear through the end zone. And again, that ball is landing 3 to 4 yards outside the back line of the end zone. Tickle has got a foot. He can kick that ball. 42-24 if you're just checking in here. No, that's not a final. That's the second quarter score with time to go yet. Johnson Brock leading a tough St. Pat's team from North Platte, Nebraska. This North Platte St. Pat's, they can move the football. Here come the Eagles over the ball. Wyatt Fulton, first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Behind him is Hayden Gravatt. Wide out to the right side, a wide receiver wide right is Quentin Behrens. Wide left is Grady Behrens. Pitch the ball back to Gravatt. 15, 20, 25, 30, and he'll get out of bounds at the 29-yard line. He had a little running room down that right sideline for a minute.
Yeah, he kind of just stepped out, but, you know, not a bad idea.
Yeah, I always like it. The Tony Davis type runner. When here you come after me, I'll meet you here at the sideline. It's going to cost you.
Yeah, not that time.
He just stepped out of bounds at the 29-yard line. They used to drive Tony out of bounds, but he would punish him to do it.
Yes.
First and 10 at the 29, into the middle. Not much running room this time, only about a yard. And Grant will get the ball out to the 30-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll bring up second down and 9. I need another time check. Help me with that.
2:57 and counting.
Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half, and it's 42-24. Second down and 9 yards to go at the 30-yard line from their own 30. Into the middle goes Gravatt. Spins forward. He's out to the 34-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 3 on that carry. It's going to bring up third down and 5 yards to go for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Hollins Kane and Brecken Collins in on the stop for the Irish.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens with you this afternoon. Pleased to be bringing you playoff football live from Johnson, Nebraska. It's third down and 5 at the 29-yard line. Quarterback Fulton sets in his usual shotgun formation about 3 yards back. Timeout's going to be taken by the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll take a timeout also. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Just got a note from an old buddy of mine, Kip Reeves, here, and he says it's starting to sound more like a track meet. You know, or NBA basketball, we're in the first, second quarter, a lot of points going up. Third down now, and 5 yards to go from the 34-yard line, Johnson Brock's own 34. Fulton puts Kaler in motion from right to left, fakes the handoff. He's going to throw to Kaler at the 35. Midfield, the 40, the 35, the 30, down the right sideline, the 20, the 15, and he's taken out of bounds. Looks like he's inside the 15-yard line. Brody Kaler, boy, that was a well-executed play. He came in motion from right to left, and then as the quarterback dropped into the pocket, Kaler reversed and went back out to the right. There was nobody out there.
Yes, that was well-executed. Ben Hankwell runs him out for the Irish.
Brody's so much athleticism. He's put the ball down to the 14-yard line where it's first down and 10 for the Eagles. Fulton calls the count, has the snap, keeps it himself this time, nothing doing. They're going to meet him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10. Ooh, Fulton's helmet came off. And to his credit, the defender came in and scooped up the helmet, and
he'll have to come out.
Brecken Collins handed him his helmet back. So he'll have to come out for a play. Let's see who's going to come in. Quarterback checking in is going to be Ben Perriott, Jr. Perriott's going to come in at quarterback.
Nice tackle there for the Irish.
Brecken Collins and Peyton Kramer.
Well, now I'll check that. Perriott might be in there as a running back, and they may be moving Hayden Gravatt to quarterback because Gravatt's over here getting some instructions.
Yep.
Talking this thing over.
Clock ticking. They might be getting ready to call timeout.
Yeah, they're going to let it run all the way down.
1:25 on the game clock, Randy.
And there's timeout taken by Johnson Brock. 1:25 to go here in the first half. 42-24. Johnson Brock on top. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barons, back with you at Johnson Brock High School. Your Johnson Brock Eagles leading 42-24 with 1:25 to play still in the first half. Eagles have the football at the 15-yard line. We've got a new quarterback in here because Wyatt Fulton's helmet came off. So in at the quarterback, I think, is going to be Hayden Gravatt. He'll call the count. Gravatt takes a snap. He'll just do a direct snap and run the football himself. He'll dive forward inside the 15 down to about the 14-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and still 9 yards to go. And now we'll have Wyatt Fulton right back out onto the field.
Brecken Collins and Peyton Kramer again in on the stop for the Irish.
Yeah, Ben Perry had come in there to take the running back spot. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by St. Pat's. So, we've got time for another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and Clark Grain in Johnson, Nebraska is ready. For generations, farmers have trusted Clark Grain to keep the harvest going, and we're proud to keep your harvest moving along. From the first load to the final haul, we're here to stand alongside farmers, because your success is our success. This harvest, call Clark Grain and Johnson at 402-868-3195. You can count on Clark Grain, where farmers come first.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
107 left to go here in the second quarter.
Just over a minute to play. And you heard that right, folks. Blaine said in the second quarter, and our score is 42-24. Up and down this field, they've been running from the get-go. Johnson Brock scored in the opening minute. I think we got an answer in the next 2 minutes after that. So Wyatt Fulton will be back in at quarterback, facing third down and 10 yards to go. The ball is just inside the 15-yard line on the left side hash mark. Grady Barron set to the left. Deacon Burnett in a slot to the left. Wide to the right is the ever-dangerous Kaler. They're going to go to Kaler in the end zone. Oh, off his fingertips, so close. Almost had another circus catch down there. It's going to bring up fourth down and 10. Incompleted pass stops the clock with just under a minute to go here in the first half. Now, the Eagles have to face the fact that they may be turning the ball over and giving another possession to the Irish, and we know what the Irish can do in under a minute. You don't want to see that happen. Fourth down, 10 yards to go, just inside the 15 from the left side hash mark. Hayden Gravatt will be the running back. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. Kaler sets in a slot right. Grady Barron split wide right. Wide to the left is Quentin Barron. And the quarterback, Fulton, is again in the shotgun. Fulton looking over the middle. He's looking for Kaler. And just off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Grady Barons, near the end zone. And they will give the ball back over to the Irish with under a minute to go. But the way these offenses have been operating, just because you're 65 yards away with under a minute doesn't mean things can't happen.
Yeah, Randy, by my count, we got 14 possessions between the two teams. All but four have been touchdowns.
Isn't that something? Give me another time whenever you can here. At the 15-yard line, first down and 10. Now for the Irish. Under center is Braithwaite. Back to pass. In the pocket. He wants to throw. Pressure coming. Dumps it to the right and hit immediately as he goes down to a knee They made the catch at the 10-yard line. If that's a catch, they're going to lose 5 yards.
Yeah, it's tackled by Oliver Everett.
Now, they're going to say an incompletion.
Okay, 53 seconds to go.
All right, under a minute to go. Second down, 10 yards to go. You know that they may be a little bit on the panic button side if they're trying to throw the football, because they just don't do that.
Okay, so that's their third pass.
Third pass. They've only thrown 30 all season. So, all right, at the 15-yard line, second down, 10 yards to go. Wide receiver, wide to the right side, in a slot to the right now, sets Ben Heirich. They're going to roll right and look down this right sideline. He's hit as he let it go, and the pass falls incomplete. Quarterback took some punishment on that one. He really got popped. Jackson Braithwaite a little bit slow getting up.
Calvin Benham was all over the quarterback, basically bringing him down as he's throwing it. Oliver Everett goes up and bats the ball down.
Still had the ball in his hand as he was trying to release it when they came up and put the bang on him.
What a play.
Yeah, incomplete pass. Brings up third down now and 10. Back-to-back incompletions. How about that? Back-to-back passes. How about that? All right, third down and 10 at the 15-yard line. Braithwaite is under center. The backs are in the I formation. Collins is the fullback. Eber is the I back. Hand off to Collins. Collins has got a little room. He'll get about 5 out to near the 20, but it's going to bring up fourth down and 5. How much time?
40 seconds.
Now they got to think about if we punt the ball, we give it back to them. If we can't give it to them here on fourth down and 5.
If the Eagles take a timeout.
Well, they could use a timeout and save some clock here and force them to punt the ball.
I feel like they got one left, but maybe not.
They're watching the clock wind down. How much time was up when the last play ended? Do they have to run another play, or can we let the clock run out here?
I'm not sure. It's down to 12 right now.
Apparently, they're going to let it wind down, take a timeout, and get it down to nothing, and then punt the ball or take a knee. Let's see what they're going to do. Timeout's going to be taken. How much time?
It went to 0, but I think they're going to put it back to 1.
Okay, 1 second left to play. We'll step aside. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as 3 different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back. Welcome you back once again here to Johnson Brock. Just 1 second left to play here in this first half, and they decided to take a timeout and let this clock run out. At this point, St. Pat's just wants to get to the locker room without any more damage, trailing 42-24 here late in this second quarter. They'll just snap the ball and take a knee, and that'll be the end of the first half. Stay tuned for our halftime show. We'll give you a scoring rundown, and there's a lot of it to talk about. There's a snap. A fumble on the football. Johnson Brock's got the football. Here's a pitch down the left sideline, running with the football to the left corner. Grady Barron's going to take it out of bounds at the 10-yard line. That almost turned into a disaster. Grady Barron's ended up with the football running down the left sideline and got tackled at the 10-yard line. That's the end of the first half. And at the half, your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the North Platte St. Pat's Irish 42-24. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, and then we'll be back with our halftime show being presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-268-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This afternoon's live coverage of high school football is being brought to you in part by Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent in Auburn and Tecumseh, by Clark Green Company in Johnson, also by River Valley Memorials of Auburn, and by the Nemaha County Hospital. This halftime recap is being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And now it's time for the first half scoring recap. You can go get a cup of coffee and come back.
It might take a while.
I'll be right here, Blaine. Let's talk about how this thing went. Johnson Rock wasted no time getting underway here with 11:05 to play opening minute. First quarter, a three-play, 46-yard drive. Gravatt carried in for the two-point conversion after carrying in from 16 yards out for the touchdown, and it was 8-0. Moments later, 9:31 to play, still in the first quarter. Brecken Collins, a three-yard run, capped a five-play, 65-yard drive. Conversion failed, but the Irish had pulled back to within two at 8-6. Still in the first quarter, 5:03 to play in the first period. Wyatt Fulton on a quarterback keeper scored from 3 yards out, capped a three-play, 9-yard drive after a fumble recovery at the 9-yard line. Conversion failed, and it was 14-6. Eagles on top. With 2:39 to go in the first quarter, a 12-yard run by Mason Giebler. Giebler took it in, capping a seven-play, 65-yard drive. Conversion failed, and the Eagles were clinging to a two-point, 14-12 lead. Still in the first quarter, with 1:21 to go, a 2-yard run by Hayden Gravatt capped off a 6-play, 65-yard drive. Fulton carried in for the 2-point conversion. Johnson Rock with their biggest lead of the game thus far. They were up 22-12. We moved into the second quarter. The Eagles came up with another score. This one, a 26-yard run by Hayden Gravatt, capped a 7-play, 55-yard drive. When the conversion failed, the score stands at 28-12. With 6 minutes to play in the second period, a fake punt by the Irish, Ben Hankla found Mason Giebler with a pass down the left sideline, capped a 4-play, 53-yard drive, but the conversion failed, and Johnson Rock held a 10-point lead, 28-18. Then with 4:05 to go in the first half, a 26-yard run, again by Hayden Gravatt, his third rushing touchdown of the afternoon. That capped a 4-play, 65-yard drive. The 2-point conversion, Kaler, it was a double pass, lateral went to Kaler, then Kaler completed the pass down to Grady Behrens in the end zone, made it 36-18. The Eagles had doubled it up on the Irish. With 3:43 to go in the first half, a 33-yard pass, Wyatt Fulton complete to Grady Behrens. That was just a one-play, 33-yard drive after Kaler made an interception and gave the Eagles the ball at the 33. When the conversion failed, Johnson Rock was up 42-18. We weren't done yet. With 3:19 to go in the first half, an 18-yard run by the quarterback, Braithwaite, on a keeper, capped a two-play, 19-yard drive. The conversion failed. And at the half, the Johnson Rock Eagles are leading the Irish of St. Pat's 42-24, our halftime lead. We've got some other things to talk about here at halftime. The pairings came out today for the volleyball sub-districts. Let's talk about some of the area teams playing volleyball.
All right, first off, nice job, Randy. You did that really well. That was a lot of scoring in the first half. Volleyball sub-district pairings that got released today for the area. C2, first off, 5:30 on Monday. All these games are on Monday. Nebraska Christian versus Johnson Brock. That game's at Freeman. Also in C2 at Johnson County Central, JCC will play the winner of Aquinas Twin River. And that'll be Tuesday evening. And C1, we have Fall City will play at Fort Calhoun at Concordia. Fall City versus Fort Calhoun at Concordia. In C1 as well, Auburn will play Douglas County West at Platteview. D1, we have Pawnee City playing HGRS at Lord Central. And in D2, Sacred Heart will play Sterling following the Lewiston-Dillardale game.
Jay, we've been having a lot of fun with these volleyball teams around southeast Nebraska this season. I've been out shooting a lot of photography at these ball games, and we got some pretty good volleyball being played here. Followed the Johnson Brock girls over to the Pioneer Conference tournament. They took second place in the tournament. That gives Casey a big smile on her face. Casey Kniffelmeyer up here working on the video streaming system. And let's see, Clara's over here. Clara Heller's working on it, so the volleyball girls are working in the booth with us. And how about Johnson County Central? Those girls, 28-0 on the season. I can't remember an undefeated regular season around this area for a long, long time, and those young ladies are 28-0. So looking forward to these sub-districts. I think some of our area teams are going to do very well here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We don't have a broadcast schedule lined up yet. We have put a few of the games on the air for the conference tournament. I think right now we're looking maybe at district finals. If any of our teams make it to district finals, we might be able to pick them up. And then, of course, if any of our area teams get to the state tournament, we'll have live coverage of that for sure here on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another two-minute break, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action coming up live from Johnson. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent. Blaine Barron's in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
You know, we're lucky to have quality health care right here in our own community. Nemaha County Hospital proudly recognizes the dedication of every hospital employee. It takes a team to make quality care possible. From nurses and physicians to support staff, therapists and technicians, each person plays a vital role in keeping our community healthy. Their commitment ensures patients receive the care they deserve every single day. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. More clouds will push in as this evening goes on. Temperatures will fall back to around 46 with isolated rain showers coming in late tonight. Southeast winds will be up to around 10 miles per hour. We'll see areas of rain for the day on Friday. Cloudy skies, a cooler day, a high of 55, with southeast winds gusting at times up to around 20 miles per hour. Gusty southeast winds continue into Friday night with gusts still up to around 20 miles per hour. Areas of rain linger too, with cloudy skies and a low around 47. We'll top out around 58 on Saturday with cloudy skies and scattered rain showers. Southeast winds will be up to around 15 miles per hour. Heading towards Saturday night, we keep with scattered rain showers. Cloudy skies forecast as we bottom out around 48. Sunday will reach a high around 60 with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of rain showers still. Isolated rain showers expected into Sunday night. Mostly cloudy to drop back to around 48. The chance of rain continues into Monday with a high around 60. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
It's harvest time, and Clark Grain & Johnson, Nebraska is ready. For generations, farmers have trusted Clark Grain to keep the harvest going, and we're proud to keep your harvest moving along. From the first load to the final haul, we're here to stand alongside farmers, because your success is our success. This harvest, call Clark Grain & Johnson at 402-868-3195. You can count on Clark Grain, where farmers come first.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens back with you here in Johnson, Nebraska. Johnson Brock High School, the Eagles leading the Irish of North Platte St. Pat 42-24, and it's halftime. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer this evening and this afternoon at the Sunny 101.3 studios, all part of the MSC Sports Radio Complex. Six stations operating out of the building on the MSC Sports Network, and we're glad you chose Sunny 101.3 for your coverage. We know you had a choice, and we appreciate the fact that you chose us for your coverage of Johnson Brock Eagles football. As I said, I'm Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens seated next to me, Casey Knippelmeyer, along with Clara Heller up here operating the huddle stream, the video stream. We're very proud to be providing the audio feed to that video stream. So if you'd like to watch it on Huddle, Johnson Brock's Huddle channel, you can watch the game and listen to our broadcast at the same time. Well, it's been a track meet here in this first half, without a doubt, with a halftime score of 42-24. But, you know, Blaine, the scary part is this thing isn't over.
Yeah, no, it's anybody's game out there.
Yeah, the way these teams run up and down the field, a couple of mistakes and you've got a ball game.
Right, right.
So you can't settle in and get too comfortable out here right now as we get ready to move into the next half.
And like you mentioned at the end of the second there, Irish was throwing some passes. We'll see if they worked that in a little earlier in the second half.
Well, it was pretty obvious they're not used to throwing passes because a couple of incompletions and interception. I guess they did complete the one that went for the touchdown, the trick play over there. But for the most part, the passing game has not been their friend here so far this afternoon. Do want to remind all of our listeners here on Sunny that we'll have high school football for you again tomorrow night, the Missouri version of eight-man high school football. John Nixon will be joining me in the booth. We will be in Rockport as the Rockport Blue Jays. They are undefeated, 8-0 on the year. They'll be hosting the Mound City Panthers. They are 6-2. I think the last time I checked, Rockport is ranked number 3 in the state over there, and Mound City is number 7. So a top 10 matchup tomorrow night here on Sunny. Missouri eight-man football, that's I believe a 6:35 pregame with a 7 o'clock kickoff, and that'll be live from Rockport. The weatherman says it might be raining on us by the time we do that one, but fortunately, the folks at Rockport have a really nice weatherproof broadcast booth for us. So we want to mention the fine hospitality that we receive here at Johnson Brock every time we're on campus, whether it's volleyball, football, basketball, whenever we're here. Mitch Roberts, he's the AD. Jeff Kaler, the superintendent, they just take wonderful care of us every time we're here. We do appreciate that. All right, we're ready to move third quarter action. Johnson Brock will be kicking it away. They have it teed up. Kayla Bowling has the ball teed at the 30. Johnson Brock leads it 42-24, moving into the third quarter. Bowling comes forward. Here's his kick. High end over end. Fielded at the 2. Return man out to the 5. He goes to the 10, the 15. Now starts to his left. Running with the football. Trapped at about the 14-yard line. Being taken down was Mason Giebler.
Oliver Everett wraps him up and brings him down for Johnson Brock.
Kind of a textbook tackle, and that's what you have to do to Mason Giebler. He's only 165 pounds, but he runs like he does not want to be tackled. All right, the ball is spotted at the 14-yard line. First down and 10 for the Irish. Jackson Braithwaite is your quarterback. The backs are set in an I formation with double tight ends. Back to pass, Braithwaite rolling right, looking downfield, dumps it over the middle. I'm not sure who he was throwing that at, but oh my, Braithwaite took another big pop out there as he let go of that. Who got him?
Quinn Behrens with some really outstanding pressure for Johnson Brock.
Running for his life rather than running for a receiver over there was Jackson Braithwaite. As you mentioned, Quentin Behrens, all kinds of pressure. Got a pretty good lick in on the quarterback as he let go of it.
But there was that pass play that maybe they're not quite used to doing.
They're not comfortable with it. The ball's at the 14-yard line, second down and 10. This time the ends will set tight with a single setback, Giebler in the backfield. Braithwaite takes a snap, pitches to Giebler. He wants to run right and is going to be hit and right at about the line of scrimmage. And then that was Brecken Collins. His momentum carried him forward for about 3 yards. He's got it out near the 18-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 7 yards to go.
Grady Behrens and Quentin Behrens with nice tackle over there on the right side of the Irish
line. Mason Giebler came into this game having carried the ball 96 times for 791 yards. He's their leading rusher, and he's got some yardage today. Third down and 7 now from the 17-yard line. Right up the middle is Giebler. He'll be stopped short of the first down. He's across the 20, out to about the 22. It's going to bring up fourth down and still a long 2, almost 3 yards to go. What do you do here? You're down 42-24.
Bring it in the punt team.
Yeah, they're going to kick it. All right.
Pretty deep in their own territory there.
Coming on to punt is Ben Hankla. Now remember, Hankla threw a 40-some-yard touchdown pass the last time he teased us with a punt here, so you got to be aware of that this time. Back deep to return it is going to be Grady Behrens. Behrens is a single return man. He stands near his own 28-yard line. Hankla, oh, he thought about throwing it again. Behrens is going to come up and field the ball at the 35 and traffic to the 40, across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Wow, that was something. Coming up, fielding that ball in traffic, but a nice job gathering it in and puts the ball down into Irish territory at the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Good play by Behrens and a good play by Ben Heirigs of the Irish to bring him down.
Well, Grady Behrens caught that thing on a dead run in traffic with defenders on both sides of him. Boy, that's a kamikaze attack, isn't it? All right, first down and 10 at the 37-yard line. Eagles with the football at the 37 of the Irish. Wyatt Fulton, two receivers, wide to the left side of the field. Gravatt sets behind him. Hand the ball to Gravatt into the middle. He's inside the 35, down near the 33, maybe even the 32-yard line. We're going to give him 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Hans Kane in on the stop for North Platte St. Pat's.
Here's Deacon Burnett onto the field. Burnett comes in. He'll set as a receiver out wide to the left side of the field on second down and 5. Fulton looks to the sideline to get instructions from the coaches. Now calls the starting count. Has the snap. Throws the ball out complete to Kaler. Burnett's got the block out there. Kaler will have first down yardage. Going around defenders to the right side. The 25, the 20. He's at the 15. Trying to turn the corner. Taken out of bounds near the 10-yard line. Great job by Brody Kaler. Boy, he's had some big receptions. But don't overlook the job of blocking that Deacon Burnett did on that left sideline to spring him. Burnett just took that man and blocked him into next week, and that's what allowed Kaler to get free.
Yeah, you're right. Brody came all the way back across, and Gage Rasmussen also had a key
block. All right, first down and goal at the 9-yard line. Working quickly is Wyatt Fulton. They give the ball to Gravatt. Gravatt's going to take it in for a touchdown. Very quickly, the Eagles come up with a 9-yard touchdown run by Gravatt for the TD. And that pushes the lead out now to 48-24. The Eagles have doubled up the score now on the Irish as they line up to go for this 2-point conversion. Hayden Gravatt, I think, 1, 2, 3, that's his fifth rushing touchdown. of the afternoon and evening here. He's had quite a day offensively. Gravatt sets in the backfield, calling the count. Fulton pitches to Gravatt. He'll run to the right. He's going to be hit and dropped. The conversion will fail, but the score still goes to 48-24. Johnson Brock up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, that was a big psychological drive there for Johnson Brock. They got the ball at the 37-yard line. Took him just three plays to punch it in. A 9-yard run by Hayden Gravatt to cap it off. Even though the conversion failed, they've now gone up 48-24. And that's got to get in the head a little bit here of the Irish, falling behind 48-24. So Johnson's scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Ready to kick it away is Caleb Bowling. Bowling with the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Back deep, waiting again is going to be Giebler. I believe this is going to get into the end zone and then some. No chance for a return. Hankla caught it 5 yards deep in the end zone. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line where the Irish of St. Pat's will take over, trailing 48-24. Should this continue and the Johnson Brock Eagles continue to dominate, they would play again next Friday. Most likely that game would be played at Crofton. Crofton is playing Kibble, much higher seed there. Crofton, if you're wondering, right across the river from Yankton, South Dakota. That's where it's located. Here's Braithwaite with the football. Pitches back to his trailing back as Heirig. And Heirigs is taken out of bounds across the 20 to the 21. Still a lot of football to play here, as my friend John Bishop on the Husker volleyball broadcast said. We still got a lot of wood to chop here this afternoon, but it's 48-24. If I can hang on to my water bottle. They brought me a nice full cold one, and what do? I drop it on the floor. Here we go. Second down, 4 yards to go from the 21-yard line. Braithwaite under center, I formation. Pitches back to the I back into the middle. He won't get there for the first down. That was Heirigs carrying the ball. Heirigs is their second leading rusher. He's carried the ball 69 times for 544 yards coming into this one. And that time he got only a yard. It'll bring up third down, still 2 yards to go.
Nice play by Benham and Everett for Johnson Brock.
Boy, is that bottle of water good on a warm afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Third down, 2 yards to go from the 27-yard line. Braithwaite is under center. His backs are in the I formation behind him. Gives off to his I back. He's hit in the backfield. That's Heirig. He won't get there. Great defensive effort. Great penetration there by the Eagles.
Yeah, Perry got in there first. Tyler Perry. And then again, Calvin Benham and Oliver Everett.
So they get him for a loss of a yard, put him back to the 21-yard line. It's going to be fourth down, and now 4 yards to go. I don't see a punter coming out.
Yeah, they're going to go for it this time.
Now they're down 48-24. We're playing here in the third quarter. Fourth down and four, but boy, you give the ball back to the Eagles here, it's all over. Big fourth down play here. They're going for it. Braithwaite, split backs in the backfield, double tight end set. People jumping all around. Nobody jumped off. Braithwaite keeps it. He's going to get the first down. Great job. Great effort as he gets the ball all the way out to the 30-yard line. And I'm telling you, he just picked up 9 yards, and he got 7 of those on second effort.
Yeah, that was pure individual effort there by the quarterback. Looked like Benham almost had him in the backfield, but then he snuck away and brought down finally by Everett and Gravatt for the Eagles.
Well, the Irish did what they needed to keep this drive alive, trailing 48-24. Give me a time check, if you could.
8:02
to play here in the third quarter. The ball at the 30-yard line, first down and 10 from their own 30. The Irish with the ends in tight, the backs in the I formation, Heirig's in the top of the I. They turn, fake to Heirig. They're going to try to throw the ball, and the pass is batted down. Again, Johnson Brock had a defender. They were trying to throw the ball to Ben Heirichs out of the backfield. Johnson Brock had a defender that had a hand on the football. If he catches that, that was Quentin Behrens.
There was nothing
but real estate
between him
and the cornfield up north here.
The Eagles have knocked down a handful of passes here today.
Yeah. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 30. The passes aren't thrown all that well, to be honest. Braithwaite on second and 10 from his own 30-yard line. The split backs. Turns, gives to the second man through with running room is Brecken Collins. Oh, Collins met up there with Brody Kaler. Kaler stopped him after a gain of about four.
Yeah, nice tackle by Brody. Held on to him and looks like third down and seven.
Brody Kaler is just such an athlete. You can just see the athleticism and everything that he does. Basketball, football, whatever he's doing, Brody Kaler can rise to the occasion. Made that stop at the 33-yard line. It's third down and 6 yards to go, a long six at the 33. They went for it on fourth down, so you got to figure we're in two-down territory again. Brecken Collins sets to the right. Ben Heirichs sets to the left. Noticeably absent from the backfield is Mason Giebler. Braithwaite takes the snap. He's going to pass the ball, rolling right, looking downfield. He's got a receiver down in the area, but the pass is underthrown. And actually, Johnson Brock's Grady Behrens probably had a better shot at catching that one than the receiver.
Yeah, it's a good thing the pass was underthrown.
Yeah, wouldn't have not have been underthrown, he'd have had it. So the ball is going to go back to the 34-yard line. And it'll be fourth down and 6 yards to go at the 34. They went for it on fourth down last time, four down territory, trailing here 48-24. Braithwaite is your quarterback. Heirichs in the top of the eye. Collins is the fullback. They give to Heirichs. Heirichs runs out to the right. He's going nowhere. He's going to lose a yard. And Johnson Brock is going to take over on downs. Well, they gambled on fourth down a minute ago, and it paid off for them. This time, not so much. And you know what? Johnson Brock is going to begin this drive at the 34-yard line. The last one they started at the 37 only took them three plays to poke it in.
Yeah, nice play by Quentin Behrens and Hayden Gravatt. And I don't see Giebler's yet.
Yeah, I wonder where Giebler is. Mason Giebler was their leading rusher, and he wasn't on the field for that offensive series. Do you see him across the way?
I'm looking.
All right, first down and 10. Johnson Brock, they take over at the 34-yard line of the Irish. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. He puts two receivers wide to the right side of the field. Calling his starting Kansas Fulton with the snap, back to pass, sets up, throwing over the middle for Kaler. Kaler makes a catch at the 20, inside the 15, down to the 10, and Brody Kaler made a circus catch. One-handed catch, just reached around behind the defender and gathered in the football.
That was an amazing catch. Brecken Collins in on the stop, and it looks like Giebler's over there playing D-back now for the Irish.
All right, the football is spotted at the 10-yard line after another great catch there by Brody Kaler. It'll be first and goal. They cannot get a first down without scoring a touchdown. First and goal. The ball is resting right on the 10-yard line. Wyatt Fulton calls his starting count with Hayden Gravatt set behind him. Kaler in motion from left to right. Has the snap. Pitches it back to Gravatt. Gravatt ducks inside. Spins inside the 10. He'll get about a yard is all. He'll put it down to the 9-yard line. It'll bring up second down and goal just inside the 9.
Spencer Mostick being on the stop for the Irish.
Got 6:05 to play here now in the third quarter. If you're just checking in, Johnson Brock is on top 48-24, leading the North Platte St. Pat Irish. My name is Randy Gatula, calling the play-by-play. Blaine Behrens alongside. If you're out there in the combine picking some corn, cutting some beans, glad you decided to tune in and spend your afternoon with us here on Sunny 101.3. Wyatt Fulton on second down and goal at the 9-yard line. Has Gravatt set behind him with the ends in tight. They pitch to Gravatt. He tries to run to the left. He tucks inside. He'll take it for the touchdown. Hayden Gravatt did a little somersault as he went into the end zone that time from 9 yards out. That'll be a 9-yard touchdown carry. And I think that is Gravatt's fifth or sixth rushing touchdown this afternoon. I've lost track, to be honest with you. We'll add him up here in a little bit. That was a 9-yarder. So was his last one. I can just put little ditto marks in here. And the time on that one?
5:30 in the third.
5.5 minutes to play still in the third quarter, and we're already sitting at 54-24. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Wyatt Fulton is under center. takes the snap, fakes the pitch, rolling right, wants to throw into the end zone. He's got a receiver standing in there, and the ball is going to be batted down. The conversion fails, and the score remains 54-24. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Drive Recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Well, that scoring drive, 3 plays, 34 yards. Again, Hayden Gravatt from 9 yards out. This is almost a carbon copy. Gravatt scored from 9 yards out on the last drive, which was 3 plays, 37 yards. Both times the conversion failed, but the score has now expanded to Johnson Brock 54 and St. Pat's 24.
Got an update from Crofton.
Go for it.
42-0. 1 minute left in the first quarter.
In the first? Oh, my goodness. 42-0 in the first?
Well, maybe it's first half. It says first.
That's first half.
Yeah, either way, there's some points.
So it looks right now, if things continue here as they have, that we may be making a trip to Crofton. That's up by the South Dakota border, just south of Yankton. Been up in that neighborhood before for football. Here's a kickoff fielded at the 10, out to the 15, to the 20. That's Giebler. Giebler's on his feet at the 20, got away. Now runs out to the right side. It's a foot race. Giebler turns it upfield to the 25, picking him up, laying him down, still on his feet. Now a flag is thrown in. Giebler's finally tackled at the 32-yard line, but a flag came in, and that's going to be on the return team, I'm sure. Boy, I tell you, I am impressed with Mason Giebler. He can play on my football team.
Yeah,
young man, he doesn't want to be tackled.
Good tough run despite the flag. He kept going.
Holding is going to be the call. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be... This referee confuses. He gets confused once in a while and
he points the wrong way.
The wrong direction. And nothing confuses an elder play-by-play man more than giving me the wrong direction.
All these points, it's kind of confusing just to keep track of who's got what.
I'm going to have to bring Lori along as a secretary if this is going to keep up. 54-24. She helped me out with volleyball the other night, and that was kind of fun.
Casey's got a block in the back on the Irish.
Okay. Thank you. We got it. Casey Knippelmeyer gives us the official ruling here. Puts the football back to the 29-yard line. First and 10 for St. Pat's. Great White pitches the ball back to the trailing back. That's Heirigs. Heirigs trying to reverse field. Oh, that was a really bad idea because he turned around and ran right into Quentin Behrens.
Yeah, Quentin Behrens is right there ready to bring him down.
Not a good decision. He was supposed to come left. That's where the blockers were. Didn't see any space, so he turned around and tried to go back right. And Quentin says,
Lost three.
Behrens there to make the stop. Loss of three. Put the football back to the 26-yard line where it's second down and 13 yards to go. Great afternoon of football here in Johnson. The sun's starting to set behind the trees. Going to start cooling off pretty quick. There's the snap. Goes back. Direct snap to Heirigs. Heirigs runs to the right on the direct snap. He'll be stopped short of the 30-yard line. Looks like he stepped out around the... where are they marking it? Just outside the 26. It'll be third and long, and this is the situation that the St. Pat's Irish do not want to be in. It's an obvious passing situation, 3rd and 13, because the passing game just has not been there all year.
That time, some pretty good blocking up on the right side for the Irish. Quinn Behrens made the stop, but he was punished by a couple of those linemen.
3rd down and 13 from the 26-yard line. Braithwaite with a single set back. Heirigs behind him takes a snap, fakes that, gives it on an inside handoff, coming back across the 30. Well short of first down yardage. Carrying the football was Mason Giebler. He's dropped at the 31. It's going to bring up 4th down and 8. 4th down and long. And as we know, the last two times they've been in this 4th down situation, they've gone after it. Checking in for Johnson Brock to shore up that line, Gage Rasmussen in the lineup now. Rasmussen, 190-pound senior. Well, now they send the punt team out. And that changes things quickly. Johnson Brock reacts to that. Back to return the punt, I believe. Who we got?
Grady Behrens.
Yeah, it's Grady. Okay. in to punt, Ben Hankla. But, you know, he threw that touchdown pass out of this formation. Stands at his own 20. Hankla gets the snap, and he'll punt this one away. Grady Behrens is going to run into the football, stay away from it. Oh, it's going to be a short punt that's going to go out of bounds just inside the 30. They're going to mark it at about the 28-yard line. So Johnson Brock began their last two drives at the 37 and the 34 of the Irish and capitalized both times with touchdowns. Here, they will begin first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. St. Pat's Irish trailing 54-24. And as you said, Crofton with a huge lead, 42-0 over Kimball in the game being played up at Crofton on the other side of this bracket. All right, here come the Eagles over the football. That's Wyatt Fulton, the quarterback. Fulton with the snap. Hands the ball up the middle. Is that a different running back than Gravatt? Let's see here.
Hey, Ben Perry out.
Perry is in there. All right. Carrying the football. We're going to have to make a note of that.
Tackled by Hudson Deeds for the Irish.
So Ben Perry in there now running in place of Hayden Gravatt. Well, you know what? You're up 54-24. Why not rest that running back a little bit, huh? And give Ben a little playing time here. Wyatt Fulton with Ben Perriott set behind him takes a snap. He pitches back to Perriott, who comes to the right side. Perriott at the 35, the 40. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, and taken out of bounds. The aforementioned Ben Perriott gets the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line.
Brecken Collins with the touchdown saving tackle for the Irish. Good blocking by the Eagles up front.
Talked about giving Gravatt a little breather. Ben Perriott says, let me show you what I can do. And he gets down the right sideline. It's going to be first and goal at the 10. They cannot get a first down. The ball is on the 10-yard line. They can't get a first down without scoring a touchdown. Perriott remains in the backfield after that big run. He'll be the running back set behind Hayden Gravatt, the quarterback. On first and goal at the 10, Gravatt takes a snap, gives to Perriott into the middle. This time he'll be hit and dives forward for a couple. He's going to have it down around the 8-yard line. It'll be second down and goal at the 8-yard line. Clock showing 2 minutes, 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock leading 54-24, if you're just checking in. Those of you out there on the combine, if you're between trips to the elevator and missed a little bit of it, it's now 54-24. Johnson Brock up by 30 points. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. Has a little conversation with Ben Perriott about what they're going to do. Wide receiver to the left side is Grady Behrens. They pitch it back to Perriott. Perriott ducks inside. He spins, fights down near the 6-yard line. He'll get a gain of a couple more. It'll bring up third down and goal at the 6. This is where Johnson Brock's been pretty effective today. They've been punching him right in here.
Yeah, nice play there by Riker Atkins and Hudson Deeds for the Irish.
Glad you tuned in for this afternoon's broadcast. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play this afternoon here in Johnson. Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent, Auburn and Tecumseh, alongside this afternoon. Appreciate your help here, Blaine.
You betcha.
Third down and goal at the 6-yard line. The ball on the left side hash mark for Wyatt Fulton and company. He's got Ben Perriott as the running back behind him. Single setback. Fake to Perriott. Rolling right. Looking into the corner. There's the receiver just off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Quentin Behrens. And Quentin was wide open. That ball was just slightly overthrown. Quentin not able to gather it in. And it'll bring up a fourth down and goal situation. Once again with the ball back near the 6-yard line. Quentin Behrens was in the right corner of the end zone, running from left to right, and just slightly overthrown, or that was a sure thing. All right, we're going to try and kick a field goal. Here we go. Why not? Grady Behrens to hold. In to kick is Caleb Bowling. The ball will be spotted at the 14-yard line. This will be a 24-yard field goal attempt coming from the left hash mark. Waiting for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's long enough. And the kick is good. A 24-yard field goal. I haven't written one of those down in 8-man football for a while. 24 yards out on the field goal. And the score goes 57-24. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive update. That one, five-play, 52-yard drive, capped off with a 24-yard field goal by Caleb Bowling. Pushes the score down to 57-24 with a minute 28 to go in the third quarter here at Johnson. Looking more and more like the Johnson Brock Eagles will be traveling to Crofton next Friday. And you heard it here first. We'll have live coverage right here on Sunny 101.3. You do anything Friday, William?
Probably hanging out with you.
All right. Maybe. Sounds like fun.
I don't want to get too...
You're hired. You're hired. Keelan Bowling, after kicking a 24-yard field goal, has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. His team up now 57-24. Boy, he put a leg in that one. And it's going to be fielded at the one on the return. Out of the backfield, they come forward with it. That's Hanklin. And he'll be taken down across the 20, near the 21 or 22-yard line. Ben Hanklin.
Tackled by Everett. Randy, is that Halloween?
Yes, it is.
Does that mean you're going to dress up?
For radio? What do you mean? This is dressed up.
We look good, don't we?
Okay, yeah. I might go as a sportscaster.
There you go.
That'd be a trick, wouldn't it?
I'll be your sidekick.
All right. The football at the 22-yard line. First down. We're having a lot of fun here, if you can't tell, folks. Johnson Brock up now 57-24 here in Johnson. We're still playing in the third quarter. First down and 10 for the Irish from their own 22-yard line. And they try to roll out to the right side. No place to go. Big tackle. Who got him?
Quinn Barons again. They better not go to that right side anymore. I think Barons has got that whole side contained.
He's winning the battle over there, that's for sure. Clock is down to 1:06 to go here now in the third quarter. 57-24. Johnson Brock on top. Where's everybody going?
They're
going
to go play volleyball.
Is that what's up? All right. I got another fumble here. Second down and 11 yards to go with the football at the 20-yard line. Braithwaite with the backs in the I formation. Calling his starting count. Gives off to his high back, running out to the left side, Giebler. And Giebler just with nowhere to go that time. They stacked him up right at the line of scrimmage. And Mason Giebler has put in a tough afternoon of work here and just having a hard time getting free.
Yeah, let's not take anything away from the Irish. They got a good running attack. Giebler's a heck of an athlete. Eagles are just staying home and doing their job.
Seriously, did they go to volleyball?
Yeah, there's games up up the street there, Randy, at 6 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
We're on our own.
Third down and 11. I assume we're still on the air here, though. Third and 11. Oh, that is on the huddle video drive. Okay. Up the middle, carrying the ball across the 25-yard line, goes Mason Giebler. He'll get about 4 on the carry, but they're still going to be facing fourth down and 7. All right, there's the end of the third quarter after three quarters of play, 57-24. And Blaine, let's keep it here live for a minute. Normally we break away for a minute at the end of the quarter, but I want to talk again about the fact that the volleyball sub-districts are underway. The pairings came out today. We want to talk about the area teams. First of all, Johnson Brock is going to be facing Nebraska Christian at 5:30 on Monday. That'll be the C22 sub-district. That game will be played at 5:30 Monday at Freeman in Adams. In C11, Fall City will travel to Concordia in Omaha to play Fort Calhoun at 4:30. In C12 at Platteview, Auburn will play Douglas County West, DC West, at 5:15. C21, this will be hosted at Johnson County Central. The Thunderbird girls are 28-0, undefeated in the regular season. They're going to play the winner of the Aquinas-Twin River game Tuesday evening. Aquinas-Twin River kicks off the night of volleyball, and then Johnson County will play the winner. Pawnee City will play HTRS at 5 o'clock at Lord Central, and Sacred Heart will be hosting. They will play Sterling, followed by Lewiston and Dillard-Odell. That's all coming up Monday in the volleyball sub-districts. We're back to live action here with the football. Braithwaite turns. He's back to pass. Braithwaite under pressure. Now wants to throw the ball. Dumps it out to the left, and the pass falls incomplete, but a flag comes in. If I drop the water one more, you're not going to pick it up.
Yeah, I got you.
Right?
Nope, I'm here.
All right.
Looks like on the Eagles there.
We got a flag thrown. This might be a pass interference call. They were doing a pretty good job of staying with the defender. The flag was thrown out near the 29-yard line. It was fourth down and 7 yards to go.
Yeah, that'll give the Irish a first down.
They'll get a first down out of this. But they're trailing now in the fourth quarter, 57-24. Penalty yardage. Well, now the officials are going to have a meeting of the zebras over here on the near side. And the white hat is talking to the line judge. And the line judge is convincing the white hat. And now we're going to walk the ball off starting at the 25-yard line. A 10-yard penalty moves the ball out to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10. And if you've been out in the field harvesting and just joining, checking in with us here, 57-24, your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's here early in the fourth quarter, 11:53 to play, fourth period. First down and 10 for the Irish from their own 35-yard line. Jackson Braithwaite has the snap, pitches to the trailing back coming around the right side. That's Heirigs, and he'll be driven out of bounds after a gain of only about a yard. He got just back to the line of scrimmage. Now we had a flag come in here on the side. It's going to be a holding call against the Irish.
Quentin Behrens and Grady Behrens did a nice job over here in front of us containing that play.
All right, a holding call. There was no gain on the play, but they're going to take the penalty yardage and march them back. That's going to put the ball back 10 yards to the 25-yard line and bring up first down and 20 yards to go. At this point, everything is four down territory. They've been going after it. The ball is going to be marked at the 35-yard line. Stay tuned to Sunny 101.3 as the time progresses this weekend, as soon as we find out more about the matchup coming up next Friday for Johnson Brock. There's a carry up the middle that gets out to the 29-yard line. A gain of 4 carrying the football is Brecken Collins. I would imagine they'll probably get that hammered out tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, Saturday at the latest, to have a time. And we know the date is going to be Halloween. We're going trick-or-treating in Crofton. That'll be Friday night, October 31st. Most likely, I would guess that'll be an afternoon game, just like today was. But we'll, whenever, wherever, we'll have it for you here on Sunny 101.3. Braithwaite on second down and 15 yards at the 30. Gives off to his running back up the middle. There's Heirigs. He's got some room. Heirigs got a nice run. He's got the ball across the 35 out to the 39-yard line. Still far short of the first down because of that 10-yard penalty. It'll be third down and 6 yards to go. But nice job there by Ben Heirigs. He's a 165-pound junior at 544 yards rushing coming into this game. Third down and 7 yards to go at the 39. Quarterback, Braithwaite. Double tight ends, high formation. Braithwaite, under center, has the snap. Gives to his eye back into the middle. Running tough is Heirigs. Heirigs ran right into the back of one of his own blockers, bounced off of him, and got dropped just inside the 40-yard line on the Johnson Brock side. We'll call it the 39, and it'll be fourth down and 5 yards to go.
Yeah, again, the Eagles defense plugging that middle up there, led by big number zero, Calvin Benham.
All right, fourth down and 5. Four down territory, trailing here 57-24. Braithwaite on fourth and 5. Puts his end set tight, has the backs in the eye formation. Heirigs in the top of the eye. Back to pass. Braithwaite rolling right. Here comes pressure. Dumps it all over the right side of the pass. Well underthrown, falls incomplete. No flags. Johnson Brock will take over on downs. That's the problem when you haven't thrown the ball all year long here, Blaine, is when you get into a situation where you have to, the passing game just isn't there. Now, I say that. They did have a 40-some-yard touchdown pass on that fake punt that they did, but as far as running out of the offensive set and just throwing the ball, they've had the ball intercepted in numerous, I'll just call it, they weren't even close.
Yeah, that fake punt pass was a really, really well-executed play and a pretty pass.
So Johnson Brock takes over at midfield. The football at the 40-yard line just inside the left side hash mark. First and 10 for the Eagles. Quarterback is Wyatt Fulton. Fulton will set in the shotgun. The running back is Ben Perriott, set behind him now, calling the starting count. They'll run the option pitch to Perriott. Perriott turns it upfield. Look at him go! Perriott across the 40, the 35, the 30, on his feet, the 25. Inside the 25 and stumbles down near the 21 or 22-yard line. But we've got a flag on the play back up near midfield, and it's going to come back. And I'll tell you, the flag's going to bring the play back, but that does not negate the great job that Ben Perea did running the football, keeping his balance, and picking up a chunk of yardage.
Yeah, like you said earlier, he's a tough runner. Look what he can do.
So they're going to throw a flag back near midfield. Penalty yardage assessed from the line of scrimmage at the 40. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. Put the football back to the Johnson Brock 30-yard line, and it'll be first down and 20. 9 minutes, 51 seconds left to play here in the football game. Your Johnson Brock Eagles up 57-24. Eagles come over the football. We're getting some new jerseys out here now. Tate Hawley comes wide to the left as a wide receiver. Quarterback is Wyatt Fulton. Ben Perriott is the running back set behind him. Fulton has the snap. Gives to Perriott. Perriott runs out to the right. Cuts inside across the 35. He'll get about 6, maybe 7 yards on the carry. Also in as a receiver that time was Deacon Burnett. I came down here and shot some football pictures for Deacon's mother when he was an eighth grader. I could see he was going to be a football player then. He was showing up on film real nice. Second down, 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 37-yard line. Of course, who haven't I taken a picture of around here, right? Second down, 13. Here we go. Wide receiver, wide to the right side. Deacon Burnett comes wide to the left. Ben Perriott is the running back, set in the backfield behind Wyatt Fulton, the quarterback. They're having a little conversation before they snap this one on second and 13. Fulton puts Burnett in motion from left to right, hands the ball up the middle of Perriott. He bounces out to the left. He's hit, now going to be driven back. Got about a yard on the carry. Going to be out near the 38-yard line. It's going to bring up third down. It's still 12 yards to go. Johnson Brock in no hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage here. They're just watching that clock tick away. 8 minutes, 41 seconds to play in the football game. Another update. 56-0. Is that halftime? Or? It
says 8 minutes left in the second. I guess that's the second quarter.
Oh, my goodness. 56-0 with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Can that be real?
It's real.
Oh.
Straight
We're
off
talking
the,
about Crofton over Kimball. There.
Straight off the huddle. Off the huddle.
All right. Third down and 12 from the 37-yard line. Their own 37 are the Eagles. Wyatt Fulton has the snap. Fulton is back to pass. The pressure's coming. He dumps it out to the left side here. Perriott has the football. 35-30. 25-20. First down yardage. Perriott has the ball down to the 20-yard line where he's taken out of bounds. A perfectly executed screen pass. They let him come in after the quarterback. Wyatt Fulton sold it so well and then dumped it off here to Ben Perriott. And Perriott got down the left sideline all the way to the 20-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Let's try and pick up some of these other offensive ball players. I know Deacon Burnett's in there now. Out to the right side, split out wide is Tate Hawley as a wide receiver.
I think everybody else is pretty much starters,
okay.
Yes.
Ben Perriott is still in there at the running back now behind Wyatt Fulton. Starting to see a few clean jerseys out there. Fulton with Perriott set behind him on first and 10. Pitches to Perriott. Cuts inside. Perriott's going to be hit in the backfield. Nothing there that time. He gets dropped for a loss of a yard. Back out near the 21 or 22-yard line. Score is 57-24. Johnson Brock leading North Platte St. Pat's. I was just thinking, I know where Kimball, Nebraska is. They're down 56-0 in the second quarter. Boy, that was a long drive from Kimball to Crofton.
Yeah.
A lot longer drive going home.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a tough one.
Second down, we're going to call it 12 to go now. From the 22-yard line, as the quarterback Wyatt Fulton calls his cadence. In motion goes Deacon Burnett from the left to right. Hand off up the middle with some running room. Got a new running back in there. Great job fighting inside the 15. Getting down near the 13-yard line, carrying the football. That time was Oliver Everett. Everett, 170-pound sophomore running back. So everybody taking a turn at that running back behind Wyatt Fulton. Oliver Everett turns in a nice run there of about, what, 8-9 yards?
Yeah, nice tackle by Braithwaite for the Irish.
Give him a gain of 8 there. On the carry for Oliver Everett, it's third down and 4 yards to go with the football. Mark now inside the 15 near the 14-yard line is where they'll put it. Oliver Everett is the running back behind Wyatt Fulton. Deacon Burnett sits in a slot to the left side. Tate Hawley is the wide receiver to the left. Quarterback Fulton calling his count on third down. Pitches back to the trailing back, trying to turn the corner. Oliver Everett's going to get the first down. He's at the 5, and he's going to go in. Well, there's a flag comes in at the end. went all the way for the touchdown, and then a flag came in behind everything, well after the touchdown had been scored, actually, unsportsmanlike, an unsportsmanlike call, but on who? Unsportsmanlike on Johnson Brock. That came in.
We'll see if they let.
Is that a dead ball?
Yeah, they're talking about it, Randy. They might let the touchdown stand.
I see. Unsportsmanlike. No. I thought maybe that happened after the score. There would have been a dead ball foul there. They're going to bring it back. Oh, boy, that negates a really nice job of running the football.
Did you see anything? I didn't. It's hard to tell.
Well, I was watching the ball carrier go into the end zone. Whatever happened was back up the field.
Right in front of the white hat.
Yeah, penalty yardage brings the ball back out to the 26-yard line. It'll be third down now and about 16 yards to go. Keep in mind, this is all happening with 6:31 left to go in the ball game. It's 57-24. That kind of becomes academic here at this point, but you hate to see the young man have the touchdown taken away from him because he did an excellent job of running the football. Third down and 16 yards to go at the 26-yard line. The football just inside the right side hash mark. Johnson Brock moving from our right to left, from north to south. They're leading this puppy 57-24, hoping to move on to Crofton on Halloween next Friday night. Now we're going to have a timeout taken here by the officials to talk this thing over. They're asking the coaches to come to the sideline. I understand what the coach's concern is. He's thinking that was a dead ball foul that happened after my touchdown was scored. But I don't think he's going to win that argument. And that's so much for the appeal.
Good try.
Yeah. Well, he's got an obvious point there. We kind of saw it that way, too. But third down and 16 yards to go with the 26. They need to get it all the way to the 10 for a first down. Wyatt Fulton will line up this time with Oliver Everett in the backfield. Oliver just had his touchdown called back on third and 16. Deacon Burnett to the left. They're back to pass. Throwing down the left sideline. Pass incomplete. Tipped away. I think the intended receiver down there maybe was Tate Holley.
Yep. Tate Holley, Ben Heirig's on the coverage for the Irish.
Pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down. And 16 yards to go. That stops the clock with 5:38 to play in the football game. 57-24, Johnson Brock on top. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a rundown of the scoring. Should be able to get that in by breakfast with all the scoring we've got here. Don't forget, tomorrow night, high school football, the Rockport Blue Jays hosting the Mound City Panthers. Missouri 8-man football, 7 o'clock kickoff pregame at 6:35. John Nixon will be in the booth with me for that broadcast. We'll be working one together tomorrow night. Here's Wyatt Fulton on fourth down and 16 from the 26. Wants to throw. Here comes pressure. Fulton is in trouble. Got rid of the football, but he'll be falls incomplete. He'll turn it over on downs, and the Irish will take over first and 10 from their own 26-yard line. So they'll turn it over on downs here to the Irish, leading 57-24, and the clock down to 5.5 minutes to go. I want to say thanks to the young ladies and all the students involved in the student streaming system here for Johnson Brock's Huddle TV, doing a great job. Ladies, we appreciate that. We've been providing the audio, and men, young men. First down and 10, quarterback Jackson Braithwaite in the I formation. Back to pass, Braithwaite. He's got time this time, throwing down the left sideline. There's a receiver, complete at the 20, the 10. Stumbling into the end zone, touchdown.
That was a nice pass and catch by the Irish.
Oh, my, that came from the 26-yard line. Wow, that was impressive.
Just over the outstretched arms of Quentin Behrens.
From the 26, that would be 54. 54-yard pass. And making the catch was Mason Giebler.
5:19 on the clock.
All right. 5:19. So that came up pretty quickly. We do have an injured player here. Giebler made that reception, and he stumbled into the end zone. He couldn't have went another 5 yards. He would have fallen down. That was from Braithwaite. And they've had two big touchdown plays now. The one on the fake punt, and now this one. They're going to have a timeout here waiting to do the extra point. Who's the injured player? Can we pick that up?
55 or 65?
There might be Peyton Kramer, maybe.
Must be Peyton Kramer. Spencer Mostek could be. Wade would. Might be Spencer. He looks like he's all right. He's being helped at the sideline. It's a lower extremity. Peyton Kramer is the injured player, but he's standing on it over there now. Apparently looks like an ankle, perhaps. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Braithwaite under center, calling his count, turns, gives the ball off to Giebler. Giebler won't get there. He's going to be driven back into next week. Conversion attempt fails, and the score remains 57-30. Johnson Brock on top here with 5:19 left to play in the football game. We're back at 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we promise you coverage of next Friday's game with Johnson Brock. It may be on our sister station, KTNC. We have other teams in play here. We're not sure which games will end up on which station, but nevertheless, you can hear it on mscsports.net. You can hear it over the air, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, and, of course, on our MSC Radio app. The MSC Radio app, load that onto your phone. You can have your radio right there in your shirt pocket wherever we are. So the game may be on KTNC. Stay tuned. I'll be putting it up on my Facebook. We'll announce who's playing where and how we're going to be spending our Halloween. That scoring drive, one play, 54 yards. Pass from Jackson Braithwaite to Mason Giebler. And now here's the ensuing kickoff. A little squib kick bounces down, went between the return man. He didn't touch it. It went into the end zone. I'll tell you, Hayden Gravatt had to do a little acrobatics down there. I thought for a minute that he touched it.
That was kind of dangerous, actually.
Yeah, well, it went right between his legs into the end zone. He turned to the ref and said, hey, I didn't touch it. I jumped over it, and the ref agreed. So they'll bring the ball out to the 15-yard line, where it'll be first and 10. Johnson Brock leading now 57-30, is that? Did I not get the last one written down here? Let's see.
30.
Yeah, 57-30.
You're accurate.
Okay, thank you. After that field goal. All right, here we go. Quarterback Wyatt Fulton, first and 10 from the 15. Fulton's going to keep it himself and be tackled and dropped for a loss of a couple. No place to go for Wyatt Fulton as he's taken down. Clock continues to run. A lot of new defenders starting to come in here. 5:05 as we near the 5-minute mark to play in this one.
Nice play by DeMoss for the Irish.
So volleyball up the street here tonight, huh?
Yeah, JV's going right now, and varsity after that just to finish the season against Sterling.
Know what I'm doing now after football. Why not?
You know what? Maybe volleyball might be over.
That might
by the time the football game is over.
Could be, too. Second down and 12 yards to go. Ball is at the 13-yard line now for Wyatt Fulton and company. His running back is Ben Perriott now, as Fulton has Perriott set behind him on second and 12. Hand to Perriott. Perriott's got some room. Perriott fought his way out to the 20. He'll have a nice gain of 7 yards on the carry, putting it out to the 20. It'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go.
Hudson Deeds in on the stop for the Irish.
You said they're playing Sterling tonight?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you're in the Johnson area, you've been listening to football all afternoon, make it over to the gym and support the young ladies, the Johnson Brock Eagles, the Sterling Jets. Volleyball going on right about now, is my understanding. Ball is spotted at the 20, third down and 5 yards to go. Johnson Brock with the ball at their own 20. Wyatt Fulton calling his cadence. He's got the football, fakes the handoff, rolls right, wants to throw, looking down for a bear. Oh, he's got to throw deep and just overthrows the intended receiver down here near midfield at the 40-yard line. It's like he was trying to get it down to Grady Behrens. Behrens could not quite pull that one down.
Yeah, almost made a catch there. Good coverage by the Irish defense.
So it'll be fourth down and 5, a punting situation. This is something we have not seen a lot of. Is this our first punt?
Second for the Eagles.
Second time.
Yep.
Okay, I hadn't punted it much. Brody Kaler is the punter. He's gathering the guys around and says, all right, let's kick it out of here. It's fourth down and 5 at the 20-yard line, punting situation.
3 minutes, 48 seconds to go in the ballgame. 57-30, Johnson Brock on top, and Brody Kaler stands at his own 10-yard line, gets the snap, and, oh, he wants to throw the football. Look at this. He's going to throw it complete out here to Deacon Burnett. First down yardage, 35, midfield 40, and that sophomore, Deacon Burnett, is going to remember that one. Similar to what the kids from North Platte did just a little while ago. It didn't result in a touchdown, but Johnson Brock says we've got that play in our bag of tricks, too.
Yeah, that was pretty well executed. Kind of like the Irish, just didn't break for a touchdown at all.
Brody Kaler had all day back there to decide whether he was really going to kick it, whether he was going to run with it. Then at the last minute, he spotted Deacon Burnett. Deacon made a nice catch and run after the catch, put it out to the 40-yard line, first and 10. That keeps that clock moving. Wyatt Fulton has a receiver wide right, single setback. Hands the ball off, gives the ball to Ben Perriott. Perriott made it to the line of scrimmage, thrown back. He'll lose a yard on the play.
Lane Sita in on the stop for the Irish.
That keeps the clock running here now. 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the football game. Safe travels, my friend. All right, 3:19 to go. Football at the 39-yard line. The assistant coaches here for North Platte St. Pat's have been seated off to our left all afternoon. They're packing up the headsets and moving down the stairs. Second down and 11 at the 39. Two wide receivers wide to the right for Wyatt Fulton. And now a flag is thrown in. A sideline warning on St. Pat's. Well, sideline warning on St. Pat's. Apparently part of the coaching staff wandering out onto the field a little farther than he should. And a little late for that here, down 57-30 in the final couple of minutes, but second down and 11 yards to go at the 39-yard line. Wyatt Fulton with an empty backfield this time. No running backs back there with him. Two wide receivers, white, right, one to the left, running straight ahead with the football. Oh, that was a direct snap that went to Ben Perriott. Perriott fumbled the football as he was tackled, and I believe, yep, they're going to give it to the Irish. Is it nine?
Yes, Coy Barron's back.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Backup QB, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Coy Barron's
just came out of his hands there.
Freshman. I was looking at eight and nine, and it was nine, Coy Barron's. And he ran the football up the middle, ran top, but it popped out of his hands on the tackle. Fumble will give it back over once again to the Irish. They'll start this drive first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Clock is down to under 3 minutes, 2:55 left to play here. Johnson Brock on top, 57-30. Next week, they'll be playing at Crofton. That's right up by Yankton, South Dakota, just across the river. First and 10, Jackson Braithwaite, the quarterback. No, we've got a new quarterback in, Hankla, Ben Hankla. Hand off, running to the near side is Jace Roberts. Roberts, the sophomore running back, gets tackled, no gain on the play. Right at the line of scrimmage, he'll bring up second down and 10.
Let's give Tate Hawley some credit on that textbook tackle for the Eagles.
All right, second down and 10. We got a whole bunch of new numbers in here now offensively. Levi Charter is in the lineup as a receiver. Running back is Riker Atkins. He's the fullback set behind the quarterback, Ben Hankla. Hankla on second and 10 takes a snap, pitches back to his trailing back, Matthew Giebler. Matthew Giebler fights forward. He'll get a couple of yards out to the 40-yard line. Gain of two. Wonder if that's a younger brother. He's just a freshman to Mason Giebler. Ball is moved out to the 40.
Tackled by Will Day, number 31, and Landon Ideas for the Eagles.
Okay, pick these guys up. We got some clean jerseys playing defense. Let's give credit where credit's due. Under 2 minutes to play. 1:57 on the clock. Third down and 7 at the 40-yard line. Ben Hankla, the quarterback, takes a snap. Gets to his running back to the left side. Not much there. Maybe got a yard. That's about all. But listen to this first-team defense on the sideline cheering on their backups out here.
Evan Alberts for the Eagles in on the stop.
These kids on the sideline are having fun watching their backups. That score is now Crofton 62, Kimball nothing, and that's halftime. 62-0 at halftime. My goodness, we thought we had a runaway going here. We will have a scoring recap for you at the end of this one, so stay with us for that. Fourth down coming up. Fourth down and 6 at the 38-yard line of Johnson Brock. Running out to the left and falling forward short of the first down. Carrying the football is Riker Atkins. They stopped him short. Johnson Brock's going to take over on downs. They'll have the football first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So So the football is going to be spotted at the 34-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Rock. Let's see who we've got out here on. I see Kaler's out there as a running back, apparently, or is he going to take some snaps? Waiting to see who our quarterback is going to be for Johnson Rock. Clock is down to 1:06 to go, so all we got to do is
couple kneel downs,
take a couple of knees here. Brody Kaler looked like he was lining up as a running back. Who's our quarterback? Is it still Fulton?
Yeah, you got Fulton and Gravatt and Kaler.
Just have to take a couple of knees, and this puppy will be over. Takes a knee there. The clock continues to run. We're down to 103, 102. Your final score tonight is going to be Johnson Rock 57 and North Platte St. Pat's 30. That means Johnson Rock advances to round two of the eight-man playoffs. They'll be traveling to Crofton, who's leading 62-0 at halftime over Kimball. Crofton, as we said, here comes another kneel down, is just across the river from Yankton, South Dakota on the Nebraska side. I think I checked it out, 252 miles from Johnson, somewhere along that line. And we will have live coverage. That game most likely will be an afternoon-type game and may possibly be on KTNC or here on Sunny 101.3. I will put that up on my Facebook probably sometime tomorrow and let you know what our plans are. But we will definitely have live coverage of Johnson Rock football for your Halloween enjoyment next Friday night. Blaine, you're going to be available, as you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do a little trick-or-treating on the weather. We'll be all set. Tomorrow night, high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The Rockport Blue Jays will be hosting the Mound City Panthers. 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame at 6:35. There's a kneel down and the ball game. Your final score is 57-30. The Johnson Rock Eagles with the win. Blaine Behrens, thanks for your help tonight. His daughter's playing volleyball up the hill. He wants to get to the volleyball game. Blaine, we'll see you Friday night, my friend.
Right.
We're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout and come back and give you a post-game wrap after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you. Having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson. Randy Gutula with you. Our final score tonight, Johnson Brock 57, North Platte St. Pat's 30. Scoring recap is being presented by all the fine sponsors that helped to bring you tonight's broadcast. They include Johnson Grocery, Auburn Auto Center, Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent, as well as Johnson Quick Shop. Also, American Family Insurance, the Harson Agency, the Auburn Insurance Service, Pelicans Meat Processing in Johnson, Community Medical Medical Center in Fall City, as well as the Nemaha County Hospital, River Valley Memorials in Auburn, and Clark Brain Company of Johnson. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy these live coverage of Johnson Brock Eagles football. Well, after opening up a halftime lead of 42-24, Johnson Brock went on to pitch a shutout in the second half and hold the Irish scoreless. Then Johnson Brock did pile up some points here. They had a three-play 37-yard drive early in the third quarter, 9:49 to play. Hayden Gravatt on a 9-yard touchdown run. Gravatt then added another 9-yard run at the 5:30 mark of the third quarter. That was a three-play 34-yard drive. With 1:28 to go in the third quarter, a field goal by Caleb Bowling was good from 24 yards out. And then they did give up one score at the 5:19 mark of the fourth quarter, a 54-yard pass from Jackson Braithwaite to Giebler, Mason Giebler, a one-play 54-yard drive. And that made our final score 57-30. All in all, a dominating performance here by the Johnson Brock Eagles. As we mentioned, on the other side of the bracket, Crofton is leading Kimball 62-0 at halftime. So the Johnson Brock Eagles will be most likely facing Crofton. That game will be played next Friday on Halloween, October 31st, either Friday afternoon, Friday evening. We'll find out when the game time is. It will either be broadcast live here on Sunny 101.3 or possibly over on KTNC, our sister station. And, of course, all of our broadcasts are available online at mscsports.net, as well as with the app on your telephone, the MSC Radio app. You can have your radio right in your shirt pocket with your telephone and be able to listen to our broadcast coming up this Friday, October 31st, on Halloween. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we invite you to join us. John Nixon will be in the booth with me. He and I will be working together in Rockport, Missouri. The Rockport Blue Jays are 8-0, undefeated on the season. They're ranked number 3 in the state. The last time I looked, they'll be taking on the number 7-ranked Mound City Panthers, who are 6-2. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Pre-game show at 6:35. We hope you'll join us for that right here on Sunday. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, Blaine Barron, sharing the booth with me, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles 57, North Platte St. Pat's 30. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.